first thought that's off the head. Damn, I just might chop off the edge. Get in the room, spread the leg. I'm by my bread with a spread. Yeah, yeah. Niggas get hit with the leg. Niggas out here turn a fed. God damn. I'm by my macaroni, cheese, and yam. I'm a ball hard like NBA Jam. Niggas sweet lit like jam. Damn, god damn. She wanna fuck on the game. She wanna fuck cause my name. Little bitch, what do you want to me? I got the things on me, I got the things for cheese. They wanna be like me, they wanna be like me. They wanna bite my swag, bite my swag, bite my gang. Nigga gotta get rich, yo, I gotta get rich, yo. She wanna hit lick, nigga gotta get hit. He is a sweet lick, he on my hit list. She on my shit list. I got a new bitch. I got a new clip. Draco got two switches. Draco hold blue tips. She wanna suck my tip.
Suck my tip.
And he said, cool.
Suck my tip.
He said, the Draco hold blue tips. Huh? They say the Draco hold blue tips. What he said?
Yeah. I don't know. She wanna suck my tip.
Yeah, blue tips are training rounds.
Hey, yeah, whatever.
They don't shoot out.
They don't know.
They're blanks.
Little kids don't know. Hey, man. These kids don't know that.
And they got two switches.
They got blue tips.
You know, they needs
they
one.
Look cool.
And it's hip hop in 2020. It sucks.
It sounds good on the beat.
It sucks. It sounds good. That's all it needs to do.
Ice Cube was at least accurate.
Yeah, but lyrics don't mean shit nowadays.
Okay.
It just sounds good.
Ice Cube say, I got the AK. Good. And it will spray. Which it will do. But this. Man,
have you heard a 2 Chainz song?
2 Chainz is accurate as well.
He's
so,
pretty accurate.
True.
Hey, man.
As long as it just rhymes, it doesn't matter what it means.
Yeah. Anyway, like I was saying, shout out to Papa Bands and them boy, man. That was their song off the head, man. Shout out to
Papa Bands.
South Carolina, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Yeah,
Playboy.
Shout out to dogs. And once again, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
Bam, 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 bam.
Shout out to the people watching. Shout out to the people listening. You know what I'm saying? We back. NAB again.
What up? What up?
And as always, it's your boy Olansky.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not one eye, okay. Not 3 eyes.
Man, I got 2 eyes.
I like it, bro. I like
simple,
the short.
Y'all.
I'm rubbing up on these motherfuckers.
The short, quick version. I like it, boy. It's your boy J Dot.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. No. I'm interrupting. You like his short version, but every time I give the short version, I get called out.
It's your attitude. What you got? It's your fucking attitude when you say it. You just
fuck you.
Julaki. Orange.
Julaki. I'm just Julaki 4.
Nah, motherfucker. It's J Dot.
Throw some stank on
that shit. HCDB, High Class Dirtbags, Hollows, or IG. Bye. What else?
Oh, it's me, baby. Hey, it's your boy, Jeff and Mo. I ain't doing that line ass Jeff shit no more.
So. Oh, no more line ass Jeff? Shit. Everybody knew.
Everybody's going the Oren method.
Right.
And since we're there, this is Oren, Jew Lucky, on Instagram. And I think that's all I have.
That's all you always have.
That's all
we expect from
you. I mean, if you just type in Oren, you'll see all of it on
that's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's Eddie Kane, aka Eddie the Lear.
Bang.
I had to get that up there. Man, I've been Eddie high. Kane. I've been
Eddie
high
the
a
who?
Lot lately.
Like an airplane?
Yeah, Eddie the Lear.
Oh, man. Like an airplane.
Esta comida Eddie a Lear.
Like you
my
girl
teaching me Spanish, nigga.
You
fucking,
just said I eat.
I
yo,
probably did.
But when you say Lear, you say like Lear.
Lear is fly.
L-E-E-R.
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 Yeah, like Lear jet.
Lear jet. All right.
Smoking a lot.
New shit.
The Lear is weed in Spanish.
New shit.
What is?
Weed.
You can just go with the Lear. Short intro for the day, huh? Just have to.
Nah,
make it,
he had
make
to
it
let
long.
Everybody know he got a new name.
Yeah, okay. I got an extra name.
He been waiting to try that shit out.
Yeah. I had it in Spanish.
He used to be the hoe whisperer. Yeah, now he's
it
the.
It still is, but I got a.
We
I have
can't
queens.
Even change shit up.
He's
like,
the
what
Lear.
The fuck?
I got a conscience my way into pussy now.
Peace, queen.
Okay.
Peace to the gods.
All right. Well, and once again, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. So, JR, what's going on today, man?
You know, we doing the same shit we do all the time, folk. You know.
Nah, you know what it is,
man.
What
the fuck was that?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Exactly. I don't even know. I don't know what that button means. We got.
We ain't know what that. We didn't know what that was about to
I
do.
I like that
I'm
button.
Pretty sure we ain't know what that was about
we
to do.
We got a green screen and some shiny new buttons.
We ain't supposed to tell them we got green screen.
Oh, we got green screen. Can we go to Mars? We're coming live to you from going to Mars, right?
Now.
We're coming live to you from the Mars.
Now we going to New York City, right? Now. And now we going to, where we going next?
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, right?
Show your titties.
Uh-oh. Oh, you want to see titties? Right now.
I didn't do the titties, guys.
We probably not on the nipple, but.
Yo, whoever's doing this needs to put like the nastiest titties.
Gonna be titties.
Yeah.
Gonna like be some a titty somewhere.
I don't think there's any black dudes in South Dakota, so let's go to South Dakota for a couple seconds.
Okay, bye. We out.
Wait, is it Grand Canyon? Are we at the Grand Canyon or no?
Arizona.
Is it desert or Grand Canyon?
Arizona, Nevada.
Arizona, Grand Canyon? I thought Dakotas.
No, that's nowhere not near,
Rushmore.
Bro.
What's in the Dakotas?
Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Yeah. I knew it was something.
In Dakota?
Yeah. Dakota got something.
And South Dakota is
about South Dakota. I think in every state it's got to be something, or they can't count you as a state.
No, it's not. It's
like, some states that have nothing.
It ain't shit in Idaho or Montana.
Montana? Yeah, Montana got something.
Parks. They got buffalo.
Montana has nothing.
Like the buffalo.
They got buffalo wings.
That's what I'm saying. No, they got something.
No, that's the thing. They don't have like, not every city, and every state has like a national monument.
Every state got something.
Yeah, but that something is still not really, it's still a nothing.
No, I'm sure it's probably something right. Like some Native American artifact monument that's in Montana that we probably don't even know.
Like Idaho has the biggest ball of yarn.
Yeah, it's but we're talking like about on a large scale, like Mount Rushmore or something.
That's a wonder of the world. I'm talking about like something that it's about that state where you can go.
There's only seven of those, not even countries have wonders of worlds.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we have one. Mount Rushmore is
no, it isn't.
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
Seven wonders of the world are like the Great Wall of China, the Grand Canyon. And the Mount Rushmore is the only one we have.
Grand Canyon is natural.
Yeah,
no, that's not the seventh wonder of the world.
No, if you go to the Museum of Natural History,
yo, type that shit in.
I'm doing it right now.
Excuse me, these fellows are definitely tripping because. If anybody watched wrestling growing up, everybody know China from Generation X was the seventh wonder of the world.
Get the
She
fuck
was the
out
eighth
of
wonder of the
She's
world.
She's an eighth.
Seven. So I'm saying she was the eighth because there are seven. She's not going to replace one. They just added one.
Great Barrier Reef, Grand Canyons, Victoria Falls, yeah, so Mount Everest.
We got wonders of the world.
What are the rest eighth of them?
Fuck you.
Mount Pyramids, and I'm assuming like something else.
Yeah.
Mount Everest?
Eiffel Tower.
Shit.
Shit like that. It's got to be natural.
Yeah, it gotta be natural.
Oh, it's natural.
Yeah. Oh. According to the Museum of Natural History.
Oh.
Yeah. Like Museum of Natural
Mount Rushmore,
Science.
That was man-made.
Yeah.
I thought it was
that
just...
That was made by a lot of, like, demolition
dope
and
shit.
Grand Canyon is definitely...
Well, you can't count
wonders,
the pyramids
right?
Then, because the pyramids was man-made, too.
But think about how that's hard it was to make the fucking pyramids. Each stone is 1,800
and
pounds.
Still
Mount Rushmore was easy?
Yeah.
There's also the 12...
Yeah, all over, I'm just blowing
no,
shit up.
No, motherfucker.
Mount Everest isn't... was natural though.
I'm blowing shit up.
Mount Rushmore.
What you blowing up, bro?
The Mount Rushmore was made by demolition.
Like they blew up to make the.
Yeah,
moon.
You gotta look at like
it was a rock face, and then they placed demolition. Army engineers did. That's one of the things they.
I thought they ain't chisel shit.
Yeah, like to make the fine thing.
Well, you're
like,
thinking
to get
of
the whole like
is stuff like the pyramids, the Great Wall of China.
No, that's one.
Bagar Mayim. The you know the pyramids in Mexico. What else is it? Machu Picchu.
What is that? What are we
Taj
naming?
Mahal.
You name it.
He's the seven wonders.
Coliseum of Italy.
Because they call him a wonder because it's like a wonder. It's like astonishment.
That's what
astonishment.
I would, ain't
how
the whole.
Made.
But topic of discussion is the seven wonders and what are they?
Yeah, but Mount Rushmore is not that old.
That shit weird.
It was made with like.
Yeah,
passed the.
My grandma
you know,
was still remember the dude that made that shit.
Like, the dude literally just passed away. Like, I think
the Great Wall of China took 200 years to build.
Yeah, like
I get it.
It was like a crew that did.
That's
what
big.
Are we saying? What are we saying?
Like, 30 days and they put some faces on the side of a mountain. That's not hard.
It's pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable. It is, but it's not.
I'm finna go do that shit at Blue Ridge.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking try.
Americans go to see it.
It's still dope.
That's like a. Nah, bro. That shit dope, man. On the side of a fucking mountain, man. You can't get no ladders up there.
There's other that sides of mountains, though. That it's just dope to us because it's our president.
Get no fucking ladders up there.
What makes it significant to fucking, you know?
It was actually during
in
the creation.
The side of a mountain.
It's not that old, though.
During the creation of Mount Rushmore that we got the combustible engine.
It's older than all of us.
But there's faces on the side of pyramids.
If it didn't exist when I was here,
it's inside.
The Sphinx. That's what I'm saying. They've been around for thousands of years.
You're trying to compare the pyramids that is like over 718,000
pounds. And then at the same time, you got to look at the pyramid faces and then look at the Mount Rushmore faces. The pyramid faces ain't too detailed, my nigga.
That's because they've been getting.
Because they're so old.
Faces. I mean, you know how they looked before?
Yeah, like me and you.
It was a side of a wall, bro. Any fucking way.
All I'm saying is,
good job, Army engineers.
It took some skill. Yeah, so yeah.
It took some skill. Congratulations, man.
Big up.
Good job, Army engineers. That's one thing they hold their hat on.
Move right
along. The interstate system is more of a wonder of the world than the fucking Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Probably.
Like, really?
Probably.
You think of that shit, dude.
Yeah, that should be a wonder.
I guess.
Like, I was just in Colombia, and I had to go 75 miles in a country without interstates. It took fucking four hours to go over a mountain. Whereas the United States would have just blown right through the fucking mountain. I would have been there in 45 minutes.
All right. Yeah. I got a random question for y'all. What would y'all say is the seven wonders of the hood? Or a couple of them.
The liquor store.
The liquor store. Okay.
The gun store.
Which one?
The liquor store. The liquor store. It's the open lot with the mattress in it. That's second, where everybody do the flipping. I'm from the hood.
So, okay, you apartment kid.
See, we just did that shit like on the front, the front of the house or the building. Like that's
what it's an open lot.
Yeah,
you can do open lot.
They got a mattress
with the
guy
with the mattress, the double mattress. You can hit your notes, your full notes, half notes, all that shit.
Crackheads be fucking on that.
Okay,
that's wild. Okay, I just realized. Yeah, crackheads be fucking on the mattress. I got a crackhead uncle named Bernard. He told me.
I'll be seeing them fucking.
I don't
on
know
the
why, but Bernard is a crackhead.
It is, Bernard. Here come Bernard. Hide your shit.
The third one would be.
Hey, go lock that bedroom door. Bernard coming.
Bernard coming, y'all. Hold y'all shit.
Uncle Bernie.
Uncle Bern.
Uncle B.
Nah, he built me my first basketball court.
They call him Bernard.
He laid the cement down and put the hoop in the ground and everything.
They crafty as
fuck. For $20, bro.
They crafty as
fuck. You can't fucking beat that. That's why when I grew up, my sense of like paying for shit was so off. I'm like, $20 gets you anything. Not realize. It don't, you know.
The third one would be a trap house, of course.
Of course,
yeah, trap house. That's like a music.
But the candy lady lives in the trap house. That's a full blown trap house.
No,
mine was separate. Like we had the trap house, then we had the candy lady.
Yeah. Mine was all one stop shop.
Nah, trap house.
My mom would give me $50. I would get like three or four little chewies and another bag that was black, and I had to go take that home.
Them some dumb trappers. Yeah, well, you know, if you bring the kids, that's too much attention.
It is.
I say
right.
If I would say wonders wise, a pool.
I'ma say
a pool.
The corner
a pool
store.
In the hood.
The corner store.
Like bro, if
the corner store.
The corner store.
Corner store. All right, we can all agree on the corner store.
Where I'm from, like, the liquor store.
I think you guys are talking about staples. Trent's talking about wonders.
I'm talking about wonders, not staples.
Wonders.
Like wonders.
Oh, the dude who makes out and goes play in the NFL. He a wonder.
No.
Now, I can say a mattress in a vacant lot is definitely a wonder, because that's like, damn, how'd this mattress get here? Why would you throw a mattress away?
Yeah.
Most of us don't sleep on mattresses.
The abandoned.
Here you are throwing
the abandoned house you hide out of. Kick it at the little abandoned building you go to.
Right.
That's the wonder.
Which is coincidentally why they call it a bando.
The bando.
Abandonment house. Abandoned house. Bando. Yeah.
Bando.
It could be a clubhouse. It could be a trap house. It could be a little duck off.
I say that homeless bando. Dude that stash can fit spot. All that fucking shit on that one grocery cart.
How about the homeless nigga with the two grocery carts tied together?
He got like the train.
Yeah, he got the train.
It's like 16. It's like
he got a trailer and shit. Like he wherever he go, he set up his shop right. Ba ba ba. He got a tent and all that.
He got a mobile home.
Damn. Hey, man. Homeless people still about
to hey, shout out to Jamaican Sam, man, back home, man. Shout out to you, man. Like, straight up, man. That motherfucker has some good knowledge, man.
I wouldn't know,
then. Yeah. No wonders, dog? You never been in the hood and wonder? Be like,
I just
damn.
I got staples. Yeah.
Like, damn. What's that doing in the hood?
Ooh, the girl who always
the cops
eat hot dogs and drink
the
dogs.
Fuck y'all here for.
That's a wonder.
That's a wonder.
That's probably the number one wonder.
What are y'all doing?
Like, what the fuck are y'all
see?
Doing?
See,
why y'all motherfuckers fucking with me? Like, hey. Goddamn. What else, man? Like, shit. I don't know, man. There's also such
a
thing.
I got a
man.
Question.
What?
How long to after a person die is it? Could you joke? Could you make a joke about
them? Immediately. It depends on how black-hearted your ass
is. I think immediately. What is it? Is a joke evil? Is it a mean joke? It could be
any type of joke on a person at the time is kind of like, ooh, like chill out. It's touchy.
I don't think it's touchy. It depends on who the person
I think
was.
It's the nature of the joke.
Yeah.
It can't be a harsh nature joke. Like, you know, God bless the dead. You know, Kobe just passed.
Right.
The first thing motherfuckers want to joke about, well, you did touch a girl. Like, come on, bro. Right, like,
that's weird.
Now, if you had said, if Kobe, let's say his fart stank. And only Shaq knew that. And it was like, oh man, Kobe did. Man, that stank fart bastard. And it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad nature joke. Don't do the bad nature
but
shit.
One's a one's in the sense that like, you're right, but it's like more of a memory.
Yeah.
A joking memory, whereas one is like making fun of somebody.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a joke. It's like a memory that happened to be funny.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
A joke is saying like, You actually make a joke.
You can, like
too soon
that,
type of.
Yeah, I can't even
like
think
if your homeboy died in a car crash, you'd be like, oh, that nigga never could drive.
Right, right.
I think
like,
it, There's like a, you it's know, a, like the severity and how much we like this person in time. Like, yep. I think this it's is like a whole like.
I say 3 months.
3 months?
I say 3 months.
I don't think it's a. I don't think it's a limit.
I think it's
that.
3 months for somebody who's like.
It's whenever, and I think you do it right after they die. It just got to be in taste.
But comedians know to wait.
You no, they don't because no, they that one is one. It's one comedian in Cali who. Hours one. After Kobe died,
he's
one
out comedian. Of here.
And that motherfucker will never get booked again.
He's out of here. That's
he's
what I'm
been
saying.
Dropped by all talent agencies and everything.
That's what I'm saying. They know to wait. That motherfucker didn't wait. Obviously, he didn't want to be a comedian.
Well, it also means, you know, like, for instance, like, Kirk Douglas just died at 103. Like, I don't think I can, I should, like, I can say a joke right now because he died at 103 years old. It was not unfortunate. It was like a very fortunate death. You know what I mean? Like, so making fun of him is not like, ooh, too soon. Like, what do you mean? Like, the motherfucker, like, you know, 103 years old. Yeah. Like, you can,
okay.
I think it's a severity of
I mean, but at that age, they start joking about life they damn self. I had a great-grandmother who lived to be 102. And literally every age, think past, like, 95, she woke up and was like, fuck.
Like, damn.
I'm like, damn, I'm like, grandma, you okay? Like, nah, I'm in this motherfucker again. Like, damn.
Like, seriously, the day he died, we were actually making fun of
him. I told you this was hell.
Like, we were making fun of him, like, in the sense of, like, at 103, like, at what point do you just, like, every night before you go to sleep, just call everybody you know, like, all right, man, I'm going to sleep. All right. Might not be here tomorrow, but I just want to let you know I love you.
It's been real. All right,
go ahead. Like, I love you, man. I'm just going through my routine, bro. See you tomorrow. Like,
you just got to send out a mass text. Yeah.
You but it's your last time. You want your last text?
It's me again.
You got
to
think.
I just pre-recorded and sent it to everybody. Yeah. Good night, y'all. Again.
At 103, all your friends are dead.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, all
your Uzi Vert.
Shit, a lot of your family dead. At 103, you done outlived. Cousins, you done outlived.
All your friends Uzi Vert.
You done lost all kind of motherfuckers. You outlived everybody. You 103.
Like
making fun of somebody who died at 103 is really, in a sense, like honoring them. And
it's like, you 103, like, your grandkids right behind you. Like, exactly. I see you in a minute, motherfucker. Like,
great grandkids.
Hey, that's funny you say that, because like my grandfather's 95, and I'm his youngest grandson. I'm 29. So you're right. Your grandkids could literally be like right behind you. And it was crazy is my aunt and my uncle died last year. Both his kids.
Oh, shit.
I mean, the Douglases are a perfect example. 103, the other one is his father's what, like in his 80s now, and we got Charlie Sheen, who's like Tiger's blood at what, like almost 60? Oh, yeah. Like, any one of them could go. Like a hard, you know, one day.
No,
like,
no, no. Charlie Sheen. All three of them could go one day.
Could go one day. Like completely imagined.
Hold on, man.
But natural causes, not like accidents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
y'all tripping, man. Charlie
you just grouped
Sheen
the whole motherfucker with another family, man.
Charlie is Estevez. It's Emilio. This is,
but that's their grandfather. You didn't know that?
What?
Kurt Douglas is Charlie Sheen's grandfather.
Hell no.
And Emilio Estevez is a grandfather.
No. Yeah.
Michael Douglas is the father.
Yeah.
Kurt Douglas, Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen, and Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
They're not brothers, they're cousins.
No,
they're brothers,
what?
Aren't they?
No, it's not.
It's what? Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen, bro.
Martin
Sheen is the father.
Yeah, Martin Sheen is their dad, bro.
I thought it was somebody that didn't share the last name with Sheen.
Emilio Estevez.
Estevez.
That's
Charlie
the one
Sheen.
He didn't take the Sheen name.
Yeah, but they all Spanish. Martin Sheen. All right, maybe I got the wrong name. But
their last
Douglas.
Name is Estevez.
Okay. Yeah, Michael. Maybe not Michael, but yeah, Kurt.
Like Martin Sheen's real name is like Esteban Estevez or some shit.
But he's grand. Charlie Sheen is grandson of Kurt Douglas.
No. Michael Douglas is not Charlie Sheen's father.
No.
Martin Sheen is Charlie Sheen's father.
You got the white dudes.
Yeah, you confusing the white man up, man. You confusing the white man.
I thought Michael Douglas.
Kurt Douglas kind
of. Nah.
I thought they were,
Martin Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Emilio their real Estevez. Name is Estevez.
If you look
Spanish.
Up Martin Sheen, you be like, oh, that's
them niggas is
been
Spanish.
In mad shit. Yeah, they
Spanish.
People
be like, they all look alike.
Yeah,
they all look alike. They look just like fucking Martin Sheen.
They look like Sheens.
Yeah, bro.
But like, they really Estevez's. Right. But they took the Sheen name because white.
Except for Emilio.
Except for Emilio. He's like, fuck that. I'm going to
be
like, Emilio.
My name is Emilio Estevez.
That's the perfect name. Emilio Estevez. They can rock that shit. And I look white.
Like, I'm about to change this shit to...
That
Eddie,
sound like
Eddie Sheen, nigga.
Yeah. That sound like a dope pair of jeans.
Eddie Sheen.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. Like, I ain't boy got him
Estevez.
Nigga rocking Emilio.
Emilio.
Sound like some dope pair of jeans, bro.
Dirtbag wear.
Yeah, what's on? Dirtbag wear.
Leather cowboy boots. He got them Emilio Estevez.
motherfuckers. They cold.
Emilios. Emilios.
Y'all boys great.
Emilis.
Emilis.
Emilis. No more Balmains, it's Emilis.
I'm rocking the Millies.
All right.
The Millies.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Now we learning. See, Orange back with us now after
Google.
Okay,
thank you, guys. Now can we get back on track? Now we clarify this? Yeah.
I got a question then.
Go.
I got a question.
Go. All right.
How much can a soldier get away with? Like, how far does the Call of Duty get you in life?
Because not too far.
You don't think so?
Not too far.
I don't think it should.
What you mean get away with? Like, what do you mean?
Like, there was literally a colonel.
Like, can you skip in line? Yeah, you got that, bro.
You got that?
Are you short a dollar? Yeah, I got
like,
you.
At what point to support your troops? Like, but, now you're just supporting, like bad
things. Yeah, I'm not just going to support you being a bad human being and, like, take advantage of this situation.
Starting a whole drug cartel in America.
Why would I support that?
I mean, we did.
No, but I mean, was like, why? With, not unwillingly.
Oliver North.
Unwillingly.
Colonel Oliver Ain't North is responsible for the crack drug trade in America.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do about
the views of Eddie Kane are not necessarily the views of everybody.
But they are the truth, though. He's the president of the NRA now. But like, how far, can I get? Okay, if you stop me and I had a dime bag of weed or like a smaller amount, less than $100 of weed on me, and you're a cop, you let me go? Because I'm a veteran?
Me personally?
Oh, yeah.
No.
If I'm a cop, dog, I'm throwing the book at you.
I don't think I'm going to let you go just because you're a veteran.
That's their job, dog.
I don't think I'll let you go just because you're a veteran, bro.
Nah, dog.
Really?
Hell no.
Just because you're a veteran? No.
But I'm a nice veteran, though.
Nah, nigga.
I'm going to treat you with the same. I'm going to treat everybody else.
I'm going to treat you just like how every black cop ever treated me.
Yeah. I'm a vet somewhere.
And that's fucked up because I get worse treatment from black cops than I do white cops. Yeah. And that's the sad part. Hmm. That shit hurts me every single time. White cop literally pulled me over. My fucking license was suspended.
True.
Huh?
That is statistically true.
It is. My license was suspended. I got pulled over. He seen it was for child support, and he literally was like, I'm going to let you call the child support office right now and get that straight. So take your time. And I literally sat down and like, no, your license is good. We sent the woo-de-woo-de, yada, yada. But I didn't pay a $25 reinstatement fine. But I signaled the cop like, hey, I'm ready. He came to the car. He was like, what's going on? I said, I got to pay a $25 fine. He said, well, go ahead and pay it right now. He's like, I'm not letting you go until your license is good. But the entire time, I'm thinking, like, motherfucker, you could have arrested me. Drive on a suspended license? I'm in jail.
Yeah, you were shot.
Well,
that's nice, sir. There's an episode of...
Back to your question, how far does it go? It only goes so far.
True.
Nigga, you can probably cut in line, get a couple dollars here and there, but that's about it. Like, yeah.
Well, are you speaking on, like, the individual or, like, the whole? Like, at what point do we, like, stop supporting, like, just because you're a veteran?
For the whole, too.
But, like, the whole, like, at what point, you know, like, what does the whole U.S. Army have to do for me to be, like, I don't support you anymore?
How much could a soldier get away with? I thought you were talking about, like, some petty shit. You're talking about the whole drug war. The whole war on drugs.
Well,
like,
now, okay, but okay. How much
motherfucker.
Yeah. But you remember when the Iran shit popped off?
Yeah.
And the 82nd and all those soldiers being deployed to Iran? Like, how much did you feel before you, like, changed the channel?
I was a kid, bro.
I'm talking about recently. I'm talking about 2 weeks ago, bro. We're in a whole other war now.
You were talking about Desert Storm.
I
know.
I was a kid then, too. Fuck that.
I'm talking about Desert Storm,
bro. I know it's a little hard to keep up with.
I'm still mourning the death of Kobe Bryant.
But you know what's funny? Because me and my wife was talking about it. He was like, damn, yo. Like, 2020 has just been, like, the worst fucking year between war, Kobe dying, coronavirus, like it's all this January. Shit at one fucking, and it's January, nigga. Like, what are we gonna give for Valentine's Day? Bitch, life. The fact that you still
massacre. Fucking massacre. That's what's gonna happen.
I don't know, man.
But you gotta think about who is it bad for. Like, the only thing that bad that happened to me was Kobe. All that other shit is irrelevant until it's at my front door.
But even in a sense, like, I'm not, like, taking the death away from Kobe, but even that, like, that shouldn't affect your life. Like, everything in your life
should... I didn't say it affected my life. I just said the only thing to me that I could say was, like...
Like, us almost going to war actually has more of an effect on your life than...
No, I don't. No.
Are you under 35? Are you under 35?
No.
So, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, so actually, we'll make the draft.
So, every war that... No, but even every war that even ever happened, like, I was never... I got other shit going on, man. Like,
but in the same sense, it does.
I gotta wake up and think about my daily shit, and then I'm supposed to worry about the war? Nah, if that shit comes to my front door and I'm involved in it directly, then I worry about it. But until then, I got kids. I gotta worry about they daily activity.
Yeah, absolutely right. But
work, I got to worry about the shit that I'm trying to do. Like, I can't worry about something that's happening thousands of miles away that I can't stop, prevent, or aid in any way whatsoever.
But here's the thing, is what you said about affecting you. Like, the death of a celebrity, as sad as it is, does not affect you as much as going to war.
I didn't say I couldn't go to work. I just said I was sad about it.
You said affected you. Like, it had an actual, like, physical. All right.
I was sad
My
for a couple days.
Just taking the words.
I was sad for a couple days. But
I was sad too. Yeah.
The war shit. I'm not like, oh fuck. Like, if I was involved or I knew somebody, yeah, I would. But
that's what I'm saying, your next door neighbor can, you know, like, their kid know, could be in the army.
Right? I don't know. I don't know that nigga.
Some next door neighbor. You know somebody.
God bless you, my man. I don't know you, but God bless you. You know what I'm saying? Better you than me.
I grew up military brat, so like all my family's military. I'm the only one that didn't go. So like, I mean, shout out to everybody that did serve in the military, but. All my people told me not to go, so I didn't go. I went out, got tattoos, started smoking weed, and making movies and shit. So yeah, let's be creative then, bitch.
Fuck it. And life's been pretty good for you.
My country needs me, I'm sure they'll let me know.
If I gotta get strapped up and booted now, don't get me wrong now.
I might go.
Hey.
But I mean,
I'm dodging that motherfucker like a bitch, though. I'm going to Canada.
I'm
going to
ask some questions, but I might go.
I can't be, dog. I am 30-something, dog. I cannot be out here joining nobody's draft, talking about I'm going to the military, like, fresh off of living how I lived in my 20s, dog. You crazy, dog. No. You crazy, dog. Like, nah, bro. Like, no, I got bad knees and a bad back. Like, nah, I'm getting medical. Matter of fact, I do it just for the medical, dog. Like, as soon as I get there, roll my knee and just,
and be done with it.
No, that's like you said, I'm going to Canada. I see you. I'll be in a better place with free health care and legal weed. Salute.
The military can
what
smoke
the fuck
weed
you talking
in,
about?
In Canada.
If anything happens to the U.S., Canada is going to do exactly what the U.S. is doing and be like, building a wall, bitches.
Yep.
No. You motherfuckers paying for
it.
It
ain't going to build
it. Fuck you, motherfucker. Like, you don't think they're going to be like, oh, yeah, come on, Americans. We totally like that. Yeah, you guys.
They're not going to build it in a couple days. I'll help you build it. Shit.
Mind fuck. It's already
exactly.
Built.
Exactly. Like, oh.
It's already built. They just ain't.
Like, actually, you guys are so broke with buying parts of your southern wall and just moving it up here to make it cheaper. So we don't have to build this thing, whole thing.
Listen,
we're just moving the wall up north.
The Canadian
that's what Canada
people
would
are
do.
So
that's,
nice.
Yeah, hold on, man. Y'all have a common misconception.
They'll walk me across the border.
There's a common misconception that weed, just because weed is legal in Canada, means it's easy accessible. Actually, I found out you have to go on the internet and order your fucking
weed.
Yes,
you do.
And they have to deliver it to you, and the government has so much sanction over it. It's like basically buying regular fucking weed.
Yep.
For loud prices.
It's like buying a pack of cigarettes.
It's legal, though.
And the military can smoke it up there. That's what pissed me off.
I'm not going to get in trouble for having it or smoking it.
Nah.
You're going to get in trouble here, though?
It's legal.
I live in Atlanta.
Hey, man, we don't live in Atlanta.
And it honestly depends on what part of Atlanta you're in and what cop you get.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Because I don't want people coming up to us on the street and be like, hey, you're those dirtbag guys that offended the shit out of me. I didn't know you were this close.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
If you look up at the screen, you can see I just showed our location right now.
Dropping pins, are you? Dropping
pins. Put a pin right over there.
Pop up.
If you ever want to see me in public, do me a favor and don't. Tired of y'all asking me questions.
But speaking of war council, would you so what kind of car you drive, JR?
Why?
I have a fucking line of questions. It's gonna lead somewhere.
I'm not about to listen to Eddie's questions anymore.
It's what?
Somebody else is gonna
like,
ask.
So somebody can
question.
See me ride around and like, oh, that must be JR.
I'm not asking.
Right, so we're on the part of morals, so
what's
I'm gonna piggyback
point,
off the morals.
Yeah.
Let's go with this whole like. I mean, you know, we all know blood diamonds. Mm. Everybody here, we can easily say is a bad thing. But at what point does it like? You know, like, for instance, when we were talking about going to Iran 2 weeks ago, going to war. Like, is it morally wrong to be like, hey, we're about to go to war. I want to invest $5,000 in this fucking, you know, like,
Oshkosh.
Lockheed Martin or whatever. That you know the stocks are going to go up because people are about to die.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
Why would it be wrong?
Thank you.
It's wrong if you sat there and just let the shit happen and you ain't getting... You ain't getting no money from it. Because it's going to happen either way. And if you're my boy, I'm mad at you for letting that shit slide.
Yeah, the question is it wrong to let your kids go without food?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Is it wrong to not pay your bills?
Yeah.
So you would invest in a company knowing that they're evil.
They're gonna drop bombs on fucking school children.
Okay, question. Man. Question.
That's a company of
Can you stop them from doing that? Can you stop them from doing
that? Nobody invests in the company, probably.
Can you stop them? Come on. Can you stop them from doing
No, you can't.
Okay. As an individual,
so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some money off of them and then put that back into like some kind of program so that I can do something next
time.
But
that's the thing is as an individual, so probably not.
Like myself can't exploit the system.
Exactly.
Like one
first,
person
can't. Rich first.
Exactly.
Then you got to come back.
Exactly.
And stop other people from getting rich. Exactly. How you got
But isn't that the dilemma of one person really can't change? One person's vote doesn't matter. But if everybody votes, it does matter.
It's like
you
the
know
Ant-Man
what I mean?
Thing. It's like the Ant-Man. You got to get in the machine. In order to fucking destroy the machine from the inside out.
But first, you got to get rich first. You
gotta
and then after you get rich, you can just...
Because, like, I get rich first. I get the money first. I make sure my kids are straight. So then I attack the system.
Why can't you invest in something else?
And if they take me out, my kids are good.
Why can't you invest your money in something
else? Never
works. Because it's not a sure thing. I know for a fact this shit about to make mad money and about to blow up because we're going to war. So I'm going to make money off of them exploiting us. Like...
You rush to make money.
Do you
more
ever
important.
Make money when the country
but
goes to war?
But here's the thing: is you
ever hold on. Do you ever benefit from the country going to war? You yourself, have you ever profited off the country going to war?
No, I don't want to.
So, but if you can, why wouldn't you?
What?
Because they profit off of us all the time. So I'm going to profit off of them as soon as I get a chance to. Because how many chances do you get to have an upper hand on the government? Never.
But it's insane.
And that's not even having an upper hand. It's a publicly traded company that works for the government. I'm going to get in, make my money, get out, and make my family a better life.
So you would invest in Smith & Wesson the morning after Sandy Hook.
So then there's no difference in you buying blood diamonds and investing in...
I did.
The morning after the movie shooting and all that shit. I wouldn't be conscious enough to do that, but like now that you mention it, that's a smart business move. If you're in the stock market, why wouldn't you let shit like...
But is that...
You can't let stuff like that affect your business moves.
Why don't you just go sell drugs? Because
you can't
I mean, the same one. Like, blood diamonds, drug money.
Now you're
like,
out there selling drugs. Now you're doing illegal activity.
I'm going to tell you...
I mean, you know the analogy I'm making. Like,
I understand what you're saying, but you can't get mad at the guy that sells brakes. Because you know how many people have died because they ain't have good brakes. You can't get mad at the man that fucking exploited the system.
You can't get mad at people who sell liquor. You can't get mad at liquor stores.
The nigga sell brakes.
It's like, legal. I can sell liquor.
I'm sorry. Niggas is dying.
It's not my fault. You know yet.
I'm here to sell brakes.
Nobody said it's legal. I'm asking, is it more like morally? Can you are you okay with that?
Morally,
like,
I'm okay with it morally. You might not be, but I am.
I'm not.
Morally, I don't think it is.
Moral,
it's so hard because... The day and age that we're living in,
I don't owe the government.
Hold on.
Morals are subjective.
But here's the thing: Tesla has made ten times greater than Lockheed Martin. If you want stocks,
is anybody
you
gonna
can
feel
make it
sorry?
In other
is
ways.
Anybody gonna feel sorry for the government for me making money off of them? No. Is anybody gonna raise a bad
But that's
eye
not
that.
Making money off the government. It's making money off of war.
Well,
there's a difference between making off of government and making off of war.
No, I'm not making money directly off of war.
But you are. Like that's why
you're
that's,
making money
that,
off
that's
of pain.
Simple, that's it. Yeah, you know, Iran. We're about to go to war with Iran. You invest in Lockheed because you know they're about.
I'm
to
not war. Lockheed, so I'm not making money off the war. I'm making money off them because they're making
but
money.
You
off
you buying
the war.
Shares is you being Lockheed. You are part owner of this company now. That is what share
but
buying
I can't,
is.
I can't make no decisions.
You don't make any decisions.
That's you're the
just,
conversation.
You know, you're just
that's
hitching your wagon
giving,
onto
I'm
this
war.
I'm
not giving them no money.
You are. You're giving them your money.
I'm buying shares, but now I own some money.
Knowing that we're going to sell more bullets because we're about to go shoot people.
Do you want to stand by and let that shit happen without making no money?
It's the same thing as like Sandy Hook thing.
Are you going to stand by and let them do that and nothing happens?
You have no choice on it.
Okay, so you're not going to benefit from it either way. Like, if you sit by and let it happen, you're not going to benefit from it. So why not just benefit
but
from
why
it?
Are you, but
instead
the question
of,
is...
Instead of suffering, watch this shit happen, you can at least say, well, my kids...
At least I made some money off of it.
Yeah, because...
That's
if
what you can say.
Because if all hell breaks
and you,
loose...
I'm not, I can't
and you
got
to go to
that.
War...
All right.
I can't be
all
okay with that.
Everybody settle down.
Boom. Just drop a bomb out.
All right, well, yeah. Some of us, it's a split decision over here at High Class Dirtbags Podcast. Because, I'm just...
That was great.
I'm like, wait. I'm in the middle of a war right now. Which side should I profit off of?
Or you could be like the Rockefellers and the...
Control...
No, and just, you know.
Control both sides.
Yeah, that's cool.
Control both sides. We're going to fund both sides. Whoever wins, we all right.
Rothschild.
I got to get on to the lighter shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers got me. We too serious for the High Class Dirtbags podcast.
No, that was a good debate. Well,
that was
it
great.
It was great as fuck, but it was a little too serious for too long for me, man. Because I want to talk about some funny shit. Now, man, I got some shit. So, all right, this is what the fuck came in my world this week, right? I'm sitting there. I'm scrolling the internet and shit like this. And I'm like, all right, cool. The internet. Yeah.
Is that what you do when you scroll the internet? You make these noises?
It's the gram. God damn.
Swipe.
Nah, cool. So I'm sitting there scrolling and I see the headline, man. It says Erykah Badu.
Oh,
bro. I said
Erykah Badu.
Oh, bro. I'm buying it, though.
I'm saying
it's selling her vagina incense, bro.
I'm buying
bro. So this, now there was a couple things that came into my head.
I don't know if I'm here for that, man.
Bro, I think I am here for that because the spiritual black brother that I am, that shit will unlock your third eye. Yeah,
you'll be wearing crochet sweaters and pants.
Please unlock mine.
You'll be wearing crochet onesies. Your whole onesie gonna be crocheted with the head to match. Remember what happened to Common? Do we remember what happened to Common?
One at a time.
We lost him. We lost him for a couple years.
No, we didn't.
He just came.
No, he found himself.
He found himself.
He found himself.
So
Common, people don't understand, used to be a gangster rapper.
No, he did not.
From Shy.
I'm telling y'all right now.
He wasn't gangster rapper.
No, he was not a gangster.
He wasn't a gangster rapper. He was always like the prolific. But I've been trapped at the White House. Common made it. I don't give a shit what you fuckers say.
No.
Oh, we know he made it.
Him and Obama
were
boys.
I'm saying when he was with Erykah Badu.
Where the fuck did you get that information?
No, like he came out as like a hardcore.
But you know,
he came as a rapper.
His first album.
He was a rapper. Like
who's saying what? All right.
No, he was a like when he came out, he wasn't, you know, Black Queen.
He
wasn't. Yeah, he was, but he was a rapper. Now he's like everything. His potential was there.
Yeah, just
like
he's trying to hit you off
just
with
like
knowledge
with Andre.
Now.
Just like with Andre. His potential was there.
I think what he's saying, the point is he would never.
But it took the coochie juices of, you know, Sister Erykah to bring it out.
Bro, do you remember when Common was with Erykah Badu? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
What picture, how do you picture him? What did he have on?
Well, while they were together, he had his old man cap on and his sweater and shit.
The nigga used to wear crochet vests.
Yeah.
With some bell bottoms.
Yes.
As you can see, he's up on the
crochet man cap.
What I was trying to say before.
Crochet koofies and shit.
Well, before we got caught up in the comment and what happened after Erykah Badu, what I was saying was incense vaginas, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Vagina incense, right?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is going on with this world that we live in today? My question is, like, would you ever buy a vagina flavored incense?
No, sir.
I'm buying hers.
Could you imagine buying a vagina flavored incense? Your homeboy come over like,
no, what if that
hey, bro,
smell
my crib smells
no, it's
like
not
this.
Even your homeboy coming over. It's your girl coming over.
No, your like, homeboy come over like,
what, why does it smell like pussy in here?
Your homeboy come over like, oh, it smells just like this in my crib. Like,
bro. Hey, but there's a vagina
what if you do
beer
the
in Germany.
Foot Paltrow candle.
This is my girl scent. This is my girl flavor. How you...
Gwyneth Paltrow started the craze because she started with the candle.
She
right?
has her
like,
vagina.
I get it. Like,
but
like,
okay, the next
does
question.
It smell like a threesome?
Have you ever smelled a vagina that was fragrant?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
We've talked about this.
Fragrant?
I smell some delicious vaginas.
Fragrant, yes.
Not flavored.
No.
I have one of the jump head first.
Vagina flavored vagina.
You smelled some pussy that was like floral.
Man, I knew it was great when I walked in the room.
Not pussy, but floral. Like,
well, like chocolate like, cookies.
I want my living room to smell like this.
Yes.
I want my car to smell like this.
Where is she?
I want to see my nose.
Where is she? She's the one that got away, bro.
I mean, no.
Ever?
Never.
Stay at the shower, just like
nah, bro. That's shit you dab on your.
Not her scent, not her perfume, or her fucking. After she done put the lotions on, I'm talking about you
down there. I just said straight at the shower. Straight at the shower.
You face to face with the pussy.
Yeah.
Nose to clit. And you smell something floral?
Yeah, it smells splendiferous.
Yeah, so how's it smell like that?
Hey, yes. Man, I wouldn't mind.
See, I'm curious to know what does Erykah Badu's
incense smell
like.
I'm going to burn one of those Erykah Badu incense.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to order one.
Yeah,
what? We're going to order them and do it on the show.
Yep.
We're going to order them and do it on the show for y'all. Just so y'all can see what they smell like.
Can we dig the Gwyneth Paltrow candles?
Yeah,
so we can do it. No, I want to see. We can do it side by side.
I know you want to. Yeah, okay, we got you.
I'm not.
We see. see what's going on there.
But yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll have the Gwyneth Paltrow pussy incense.
I want
to
smell her pussy.
I wish Halle Berry would come up with a pussy.
That's what I'm,
that's what
I'm worried about.
Hold on. I'll take Halle Berry titty sweat. Spring.
I'll take a Halle Berry fart incense, bro. You talking about? A Halle Berry silent fart incense.
Well, fart in a jar.
A silent fart, too. It could be a silent hot joint.
I mean, but I'll burn that. I don't think this is a can be on open.
But that's nothing new, though. What Erica's doing is pretty much nothing new. Girls do that on PayPig all the time.
What, pussy incense?
Do tell, young man.
You got a PayPig account or something?
No, man. No, I know women who do the PayPig shit.
Is a PayPig a thing? Is that like PayPal?
No, it's a real. Yeah. It's a
website.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
It's called PayPig.
If you,
I thought PayPig was like a person who paid to see pussy. And
yeah, but they went on ahead and made a website for it.
For people like that, man. We ain't about to fucking shout them niggas out. Yeah,
Snapchat started, right?
No, we ain't shouting them out, but we kind of like disgracing you, motherfuckers.
No, these men. Pay for the most obscene shit. Literally,
yeah, we know.
Literally, a jar of spit for like $700 from a chick.
Yeah.
You ever did that, bro?
What?
You ever paid to see some pussy?
He got.
You ever paid to see some pussy?
Yeah, we've all been to the strip club. We've all paid to see it.
All of us have been to the strip club.
If you paid that $20 to get in, though, you paid.
You paid exactly. We've all been to the strip club. It's $10 at the door.
So you got a box of pinky nail toe clippings.
No, these motherfuckers be paying like $50 a foot pick and, you know, shit like that. I didn't think it was real until I was shown.
You said a foot pick?
Yeah, a foot pick gets you $50.
What the fuck?
Foot picks is free. Oh. You know that, right?
Foot pick gets you $50.
You can Google a foot pick. They'll gladly show you a foot pick.
No, man. I literally had a homegirl who had a dude Skype her while she was getting fucked and paid $150, $75 a person.
To watch her fuck on Skype?
Yes.
I get that.
$150?
I've seen people do that.
I get it, but I don't get it. Like, I would never do it, but I get like somebody wanted to see it.
So you say you would never do it?
He would never be involved in it at all. He like, I'll just watch. I want to fuck you so bad. I just want to see you naked. Crazy. Like, I'll watch that shit.
I'd be the penis POV, though.
A what?
You know that, like, the POV?
You was the dude?
No, I would. That's the only way I would do it.
I was the dude?
Like, you know in the porns where it's like the POV and it's
you said
like,
that's the only way you would do a porn?
That's the only way I would do the porn, yeah. Like, be that penis POV?
I mean, I'll do one with a ski mask. I'll wear a ski mask.
You just sit there and do nothing. There's no face. You just sit there and you just.
No,
like,
I gotta wear a ski mask. Like, I like.
The camera like sits on your chest.
I don't want nobody to see no tattoos.
So you want, like, a latex, like, you're the gimp.
Nah,
you're doing this if you were the gimp.
Like a Jason. No, like a Jason jumpsuit with the zipper all the way down. So you can just put the dick out. Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm talking about just being the behind the cameraman. Like,
I'll do that too. Nah, I wouldn't do no fucking porn, man. Hell no. Nah. I ain't doing
You wouldn't
porn.
Do porn at all?
Nah, man.
You wouldn't do one?
No.
Ever. Even if like no face, no nothing.
$2,500.
How much?
It's like $5,000.
You know they don't get paid that much.
$2,500.
The men get paid like $500.
No, some of the top dudes get like $25.
No, ain't no top dudes. The dudes
Holly Berry, Beyonce.
The dudes who produce their own shit get the most money, but. Yeah. The actors, they don't get
no,
shit.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you are producing your, this is your shit.
Yeah, if it's my shit, of course I'm going to take home some cash, but I'm just saying.
You like, wouldn't perform?
To be a porn star, I wouldn't be a porn. I wouldn't
you didn't say
be,
star. It said one porn.
I wouldn't
you
do one. No, I don't think I would good. Do one.
Do it one.
How much money are we talking?
Wait, so you wouldn't
$2,500.
What about your kids? Remember your kids? You're investing in fucking bullets, but you won't whoop the dick out?
Slow your roll, man.
You invest in your own dick, man?
We talking about dick.
You need to tell me.
My pistol.
You invest in
that
bullets.
Pistol. Two different types of pistols.
Invest in your own.
What about your kids, bro?
We talking about busting one, two different type of loads.
No,
right,
man. One investment, somebody is going to die.
Yeah.
The other investment, somebody is going to come. So which
well,
one
I'm going to make more money off
one
of that than I'm going to make off money off of busting one
That's
nut.
Fucking terrible.
I'm going to make more money off of the country going to war than one
so
nut.
So $2,500 just a ski mask.
I'm in.
You
I'm in.
All right, cool.
It's some Timberlands.
I'm in.
Oh, you
sold me on Timberlands.
I'll
I'm
keep
in.
That in mind.
For an extra $500, we don't even cut your eyes out. You just completely.
Nah, I gotta see, son. If I can't cut my eyes out, I gotta wear stocking.
Shit.
I gotta wear stocking masks then. Like, old school bank robber joint.
All right, $700 extra.
I gotta wear
$1,000 extra.
I gotta wear the old school bank robber shit, like stocking mask pulled back to the back.
Can't breathe though.
You get his mouth open. That's it. Actually, for an extra $2,000, all you get is your mouth open.
Right?
Nah, man, that's crazy.
Hell no, son.
Nah, man.
Would you do a porn?
I've done them.
All you motherfuckers talking about? What? No, I wouldn't course. Do one. No, I wouldn't do one.
Man, I want to know all the details before it goes on. Like, I want a contract. Like, who is the person? No, I want to make sure.
Like you said me.
I don't want surprises.
Like you told me. Surprise. Just a ski mask, $2,500. And a cute chick. She cute. She a porn star. $2,500 in a ski mask. You
okay, $5,000. Girl of your choice. No ski mask.
Nope.
But my face has got to be shown.
$5,000.
No, girl, I'm face tattoo.
No, nope. $5,000 for a lifetime?
No face tattoos. Yeah, exactly. Like,
no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm good on that.
$5,000?
No, I'm good. The girl of your choice? Not a lot of money, bro. $5,000 is not a lot of money.
The girl of your choice? And, okay, what about
two forever? Girls of your choice, but your face gets blurred. And all tattoos.
I'll do it for free.
I would do that. See, you were a bad negotiator. I could have gotten you $5,000 on this.
I was going to say, that's where the five come in. Yeah,
you said two girls of my choice. I'm like, I'm in. Shit, fuck that. I'm in. I'm on bucket list, my nigga. I'm on bucket list. I get the two.
But here's
two?
The thing. Is some people will know who you are. It's just your Facebook.
Hey, Rihanna. Huh? Oh, you said just your Facebook?
Yeah, like if somebody's like, hey, that's anybody that knows you, I would be like, oh, yeah, it totally is you.
Okay. $5,000. Girls, two girls of your choice, but you have to hold up a sign of your Instagram tag the whole time.
No. What? That's the weird shit.
Why am I doing that? I'm extra now.
I feel like you're about to make a proposition.
They can't just put a fucking graphic.
What kind of Instagram promo is this? That's the best Instagram promo ever. Everybody be following your ass. Dude, hey, you following this?
You could do like the cash for gold guy. Like,
hey, you following this nigga? And you having a threesome? You're probably a fucking hero, nigga.
The like, greatest day of all time.
You're the fucking hero.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Motherfuckers start juggling three sides. Like, this motherfucker, yo, this no. motherfucker is the sickest no. promo dude ever. No.
he can get your followers. I know that.
All right, man.
5,000.
Yeah, motherfucker's stupid, man. So is that a no for everybody on the vagina instance, though?
No, that's a yes for me.
Yes for what's the question?
So the question.
We'll see once we get them in here.
I already pre-ordered.
I'll give you my answer when they come.
What's your question? Hey, I asked my girl. As soon as I found out about the vagina instance, I was like, babe, would you be mad? Or is it? There's no way it's cheating if you burn a vagina instance, right? Like,
is that like a threesome?
I'd say if you have like both the candle and her candle and the incense, like, does it smell like a threesome?
Yeah. Does it smell like a threesome?
Go whoop your ass, though.
No.
You hook your ass. Your girl comes home like, why does it smell like pussy in here?
What if she had a bowl?
Baby, I got the candle. Why are you hiding?
What if she came out with like a bowl? Like, what if they came out with
nobody's
like
nobody's gonna have a vagina candle that musky, smells like that.
What if they have musky balls candles? Like your favorite.
That's what I was gonna do.
Your favorite male celebrity.
It would be like Chuck Norris balls,
balls.
We got a Dirtbag Industries got a special business opportunity for you, man. If we can pickle your ball sweat,
pickle it,
and put it in a candle. They're like, I promise you, Dush.
You don't want to smell these balls.
No, I'm trying to tell you, but hey, man.
Do you not want to smell these balls, man?
Bitches love Idris Elba, man.
Well, after fresh powder, you want
to
smell it.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Bitches love Idris Elba, dog.
Yeah, boys, wow.
Idris Elba ball sweat coming soon.
Freshly powdered balls, ball candle.
Idris Elba ball sweat candle?
Yeah. Like,
freshly powdered balls.
No, you think it's crazy, dog. But
no,
you know,
it can't be fresh. No,
they sold out within
can't be
hours.
Fresh. It got to be the essence. It got to be the full essence of nuts.
Do you want to smell your balls at the end of the day?
You got to get the from under. You got to get that right from under.
They
right
sell them at Walmart.
Do you
want to
smell your balls at the end of the day?
Hell no. I definitely don't want to smell my balls after the gym.
Exactly. At the end of a long day, I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
Walked on balls. Hell no.
I mean, not for nothing. Listen, the balls don't necessarily. My balls don't necessarily be that funky, bro. Like, I don't know about everybody else's balls, but my shits don't be funky like that. My balls just smell like underarms sometimes.
My balls smell like.
Wait, hold on. I have to bring this back to a previous podcast where we've had this conversation about smelling your own balls. And I think it was you who said you've never done the whole.
Yeah, I never did that.
Bullshit. How do you know how your balls smell, man?
Because you something. Did we not do this? Hold on. Before y'all niggas.
I still don't believe you've never done this.
Before y'all do
this. Now you gotta show a clip up here somewhere.
Nah, hold on. But before anybody say anything, before anybody think anything or any fucking y'all say anything, I know everybody smelled their balls before by not smelling them like on purpose. You know you done pulled your pants down. You had sweaty drawers, and you're like, oh shit, like yeah, I'm hot in the shower.
But if you've never
you got some basketball shorts on, then that shit just free, and it's just like,
yeah, that flat like,
oh shit, whoa. My balls.
But how do you know the source? There's many of sources.
Oh,
it can
you
be.
Know,
like,
you know your
fireballs.
So you ain't never, you ain't never about to fuck a below average chick.
Never.
And like you don't want to give her above average dick. So you go ahead and just check your, like, how funky am I really?
So you put your hands down there and swipe.
It's been times I've fucked like 4 and 5.
Never.
And like I've been doing shit all day and I'll literally like check like.
Cause now you gotta go wash your hands. Like I never did that. I might have like opened my drawers like and did one of them. Like, oh, that's me.
I've done that too when I know I can't get to my hands.
That's me. But I'm not gonna go get a whole handful of from under cheese.
That's me.
You know what? Wipe it across my mustache, nigga.
Handful, you just get a finger for you.
Now you gotta go wash your hands. Now you probably need to go wash your hands after.
Yeah, you do.
When you do that, motherfucker,
you grab the PlayStation controller or the remote right after you did that shit. I know you did. Or your phone. I know you did that shit.
Nah, bro.
You ain't gonna tell me you washed your hands right after you grabbed your own fucking nuts?
I went in and
I can admit that I've touched balls and not washed hands.
I know.
You're not admitting you've never touched balls and smelled.
No, I've never.
Do you realize, like.
Bro, I've never swiped my balls and smelled my hand.
You've had to do them by accident.
Ever.
Accidental?
No, what do you, like, I'm not at, like, you know how you be cold,
like,
and you put your hands.
Like, you're down there, and all of a sudden you're like, if you,
if you cold, and you put your hands in your drawers, and you cold and shit, you put your hands on your balls, like, your hands a little cold, that I've done. And then been like, my hands smell a little like sweaty balls.
Okay, that's
exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, like, not smell my hand on purpose.
Brother, it was on purpose or on accident. You knew the balls was on your hands.
You knew
there was remnants of nuts on your hands.
But
and when you brought them to your face, you
but
was like,
I knew why.
There might or might not be ball sweat on my hands.
I knew my hands was on my balls.
Well,
for
if y'all
want
to hear this conversation, just go back to that prior episode.
Thank you.
I'm definitely not about to listen to it
this
right
shit
now.
This reminded me of CB4.
Sweat from my balls. I remember I was having sex and there was actual sweat coming.
So I guess everybody else is sold on the vagina incense. So
I'm not gonna buy it. No, I have no desire. I think it's the weirdest shit. I am not at all sold on this. Right,
cool. We'll see next
Except
episode.
For
I am not sold on
Stay
vagina.
Stay tuned
candies.
Next episode when we'll be smelling vagina incense.
It might take 2 or 3 episodes. We don't know how long shipping.
Yeah, it
is.
Might be 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah,
just
depending on shipping and handling. Give us a little bit of time.
Matter of fact, I need to find out how much that candle is.
I think everybody wants them Badu joints.
Vagina candles are going to come in a box.
I want the Badu one.
I definitely don't want like
You burn that shit in your room first, because if it got voodoo on it, then we know it.
I
don't want to smell
it. I don't give a shit. I want all
Third
that.
Eye open. You gonna
hey,
get
man.
Mr. Manhattan. After you burn that candle.
Speaking of voodoo.
What's up?
Do you believe in it?
Superstition. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't not believe in it.
So you believe that if you ask your girl to go make you a glass of water, do you watch your girl?
My girl don't know my name.
Wait, what is that superstition?
I've never had a girl who knew voodoo, so I never had to worry about that.
What is that? That seems like you don't trust your chick. That has nothing to do with superstition.
Y'all do know the trick, right?
Do your girl know voodoo or something?
Where you going with that?
The voodoo trick.
Bro, the only time I'm going to watch my girl is...
Hold on, let me rephrase the question. What superstitions do you still believe in?
He said if she go
no,
make
calls.
Voodoo or not? Voodoo is still superstition.
Wait, yeah.
Let him explain that water thing.
I want him to explain this water thing. I just relating it to a question that we can all.
So like, you know, when you ask your girl to make a glass of water and she takes off her panties and then she pours the water through the panties.
Oh.
Yeah.
She got too much time on her.
Wait, what is this?
You gave her to get her, you get you a glass of water, dog.
Yeah, I'm like, the kitchen right here, bitch.
Wait, what is this superstition?
Like any drink. Like if your girl makes you a drink.
I thought it was red sauce.
No, that's
an Italian thing. Hold on. I want to get on that. But what are you talking about?
She take her panties off and strain the water through the panties into a whole nother cup.
Any drink.
She got to go to the bathroom.
Do you want her to do this or not do this?
No,
you don't
want her to do it. It means you're
why would
forever.
She do this?
My man, you know she
got
to go to the bathroom and do all this.
No, she can be in the kitchen doing that. She can be in it, like literally, like somebody goes to the fucking kitchen. You're not timing this shit. You know how fast a bitch can get out of her fucking drawers?
So there could be some single chick out there.
So
with
you
like
telling me a girl can get out her drawers in the kitchen?
Yes.
Put another cup on the floor.
Yes.
Pee or
not pee?
There's pour a drink shit going on in
through
this
the drawers to another cup. Put some more drawers on.
Man, it is 2020. I would be much smarter if I was a girl. I would take the Brita filter out, stuff my panties in there. Put that shit back on top. Just back. Every time water.
Every time I pour some water, I'm drinking panty juice.
You mind, motherfucker?
You like them Erykah Badu candles?
I don't think.
Let me start this candle and incense for you.
So, question: after she do this, what happens?
Yeah, what happens?
What's supposed to?
You hers like you're like it's hard to get rid of her.
It's already hard.
So the other word,
it's already hard.
So
I ain't gonna lie, boy. That's the country of superstition.
If it's any women out there doing this shit,
I thought it was red sauce though. Like they
no red sauce.
You
spaghetti.
Got too much time.
They period blood and spaghetti.
That's an old like Italian one that your first after marriage, the first sauce you make for your husband, you're supposed to take some of your menstruation blood,
put it in,
like a drop, just a little bit, and put it in there, and you'll have the upper hand or control.
I gag.
It goes. It varies from region.
I just gagged just a little bit just now. A little bit.
Yeah, that
is crazy.
A little bit of throw up.
Why they just can't give you titty milk?
Like, it's like old. I mean, there's so
that's
many.
That's probably good. You probably be asking for that. Like, can you? I got a coffee. Can you pour some? I need a little cream.
Can you help with a little bit?
A little cream?
No.
Y'all still believe if you step on the crack, you break your mother's back?
No. But it's in the same sense.
On
like,
some real shit, I stopped doing that. I recently stopped doing that. Like, I grew up as an adult. It was like,
hold on. Nope.
The stupidest shit ever, bro.
Nope. Nah, but one thing, once the superstition I don't split the pole.
I don't do that
or
shit
if you split the pole, I go back around the pole.
How many of you guys eat something on New Year's?
I don't walk under ladders. That shit too.
I don't walk under ladders at all. Especially I can't on
work.
Set. On
that's
set,
all
I'm like,
work, I ain't
do I just
that.
Go that way? I'm like, nope.
As a motherfucker who works with him,
yeah.
I'm not about to do that shit. I'm about to be the nigga to fall off a ladder because I walked underneath.
I've almost like fallen going around going under the ladder.
You said you almost fell going.
Like, yeah, like trying to go around the ladder, almost falling, just trying to avoid that. Like,
that's pretty much the. I don't know too many more superstitions.
Do you eat anything like New Year's? You know, some people eat something sweet, bitter.
Black eyed peas.
Black cat.
I like black cats. I think it was a racial thing.
Salmon croquette, black eyed peas.
Well, it was New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Papa John's.
Hoppin' John's.
What's a Hoppin' John's?
Yeah, what is a Hoppin' John's?
Hoppin' John's is field peas and rice.
Oh,
field peas and rice?
Yeah. Hoppin' John's and greens.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Like,
I want some of that right goddamn now.
that's on Uber Eats.
That's rice.
What about like black crack crossing?
Hot damn.
Nah.
I still hate that.
I was actually told that black cats are good looking.
No, but I'm still like, it doesn't like, if I see
how
like,
often do you see a white cat? Exactly. See black cats all the time. You don't see white cats.
Here's the thing, let's say two people walking down the street and a black cat like walks in front of me. Like I'll take that pause and let the person next to me go in front of it. But if it's just me, I'll walk through it. I'm not going to sit here and wait for something. But I'm just like, it's convenient superstition. Like, yeah, let him get the fucking bad luck.
No, I don't care about black cats. I don't care about mirrors breaking. I don't care about fucking mirrors breaking. Because 7 years is too long to be worrying.
Yeah, that's weird as hell.
7 years? I'm about to be worried for 7 years because
I
broke a hand.
Bitches that had like broken mirrors and they, every day. Maybe that's why their life was like that.
Probably, dude.
Yeah, mirrors is nothing but sad.
Every day you looking at broken shit.
Yeah.
What about sports? You looking at terrible shit.
Superstition, like sports superstition.
You ever watch like a perfect game or a no hitter? Like, you know, you don't talk about it.
Like, yeah. Okay, now, like when I played sports, I had superstitions as far as like if I had a good game, I'm going to wear these same socks or gloves or some shit like that. But
without
like,
washing them?
No, I wash them. But I'm just going to make sure like these the same exact joints. Like,
just had to make sure. I just wanted to clarify.
Athlete's foot is real, my nigga. No,
I didn't wash. Huh? If I had a good game, like I had a game on like 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles.
You ain't washing?
Everything that I wore that day, I put in the closet. And
No, that shit
gonna
smell like...
like put it outside to air out or right
that shit gonna smell like a dead body. Like.
Moms would be like, what the fuck is that goddamn smell?
You got a dead body in your closet?
Yeah. No,
that's my jug strap. I ain't washing. I had 6 sacks that game.
Come on, 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles.
What else?
I don't care if I drop 30. I'm washing them socks.
Hats on the bed.
Them joints gonna be stiff as fuck. Whatever you didn't wash is gonna be stiff.
I didn't wear hats, so I don't really know. I'm not a hat person.
Yeah. Baseball, we used to do the rally cap. You know, flip your hat inside out, put the hat on. Everybody get ready to come back if you losing. Shit like that, but it ain't no major shit. Like,
yeah, but what about hats on the bed?
Oh, yeah, my hat be on the bed all the time. Yeah. So.
My grandpa told me not to do that shit.
Yeah. I know why, though, because somebody lay on the bed and squish your hat. Now your hat fucked up.
True. Yeah. So it's not a superstition.
Mad hats got fucked up like that, probably. Like my,
it's native into a superstition.
A lot of my hats got fucked up like that. Like, laying on the bed, you get up, your hat just destroyed.
I'm tired of these
like,
niggas sitting on my hat. I got something for them. Yeah. You ain't never heard?
you put your hat on your bed, your balls are shrink.
Smell them.
Take 2 days.
It take 2 days.
The second day, you notice.
Yeah. They smell smaller, can't you tell?
Smell smaller.
Yeah, man, that's your hell, man.
They probably thought that shit was law when they was making this shit. Yeah, jump on that crack, I'm telling you.
Mama. Break your mama back.
How like, devastating
you know
is that?
You know it's real because like, it rhymes. That's why you know it's like, rhyming.
I can't help it if I misstep and step wrong out and broke. I paralyzed my mama.
Don't split that pole, I'm telling you, man.
Shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, I paralyzed my mama, man. Could you imagine that shit was real? You know, as a kid, like really thinking that shit was real. You step on the crack, you sitting on there crying on the sidewalk. Your friend's like, "What's wrong? I broke my mama, man."
Coincidentally, she just happened to fall.
I broke my mama,
man.
What you mean?
No, but you know, like somebody stepped on the crack and then got home was like, "I just stepped on the crack," and like their dad was like, "Sit down,
no,
Billy."
No, what it is you know how back in the '70s niggas used to rhyme everything back in the '70s. That's what that came from.
Yeah,
step on the crack, break your mama back.
I just feel bad for that one kid.
Maybe that was some sexual shit.
Step on the line, you break your daddy's spine.
That probably was some pimp shit. That's it.
Nigga, I step on the crack, break your mama back.
Imagine stepping on the line.
Maybe it was step on the track and maybe break your mama's back.
The way they were talking about stepping on the crack, they were talking about the
actual crack
cocaine.
Yes.
Cocaine.
And break your mama back. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Step on
the
crack.
Step on the crack.
Sex drug.
It's going to break your mama's back.
Boy, y'all got to wake up out there, bro.
Okay.
Stay woke.
Your mama's going to be praying.
Full circle, baby.
It makes sense now.
Full
circle. I'm gonna go with the pimp shit. Step on the track.
Step
and break
on that
your
track. Break
bitch,
your mama's
get out
back.
There,
hey,
get
bitch.
My money.
Hey, bitch. Step on that track. Break your mama's back. Bitch.
Where's my money, bitch?
I like that one mother. Shut up, Otis. Shut the fuck
like,
up.
Like the last four bars, they probably got rid of like the Star Spangled Banner. They
could you imagine? Oh, shit. Could you imagine like.
Step on the crack.
Could you imagine pimps like at home like.
Bitch, you won't get slapped.
The whole pimp, Writers Guild, like.
Which one can we come up with today, fellas?
Step on a track. Break
I came
your
up
mama's
with this
back.
One.
Bitch.
Where is
my money?
My money.
Bitch, if you don't have my chip,
you got a dip.
I'm going to bust your motherfucking lips.
That's a good one. Write that down, Chauncey.
Hey, tell her she's like a plastic tip, black and mild. Yeah. You fucking bitch.
If you don't have my cash,
it's my
ass.
Foot.
That's your ass.
Yeah. These gators is in your ass.
Crack-a-dive, baby. Yeah.
You better have my chips with dip, bitch.
Or you ain't gonna catch this ship. I see you on the next trip.
And then you just gotta end.
Don't make me flip.
Get off me, bitch. This is alpaca.
Block that shit.
Thirsty, take
I'm
a sip.
I'm the only nigga in the hood with alpaca. These niggas ain't got shit on me.
Nigga hit the block the next day with all the new verses and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, here come Chauncey. Here he come.
He always got some flash shit to say.
Got little cue cards and shit. Got little cards and shit.
What you got, Chance?
What's happening, you jive motherfucking turkey?
Hey, you gotta do that shit. Yeah.
Your pussy is dry like jerky.
They was just poised.
Shut up, Otis. Shut the fuck up.
They was poised and lost their ways, bro. That's all.
That's all they were. Poised and lost their ways.
Hell no.
Poets,
I can believe that.
I had these hoes thinking they smart. These niggas ain't graduate third grade.
They made it rhyme though.
Hey man, look, yeah. I know a couple pimps from Mississippi and Chicago. Them might be the coolest motherfuckers of all time.
You talking about pimp pimps?
Pimp pimps.
Mississippi and Chicago.
Oh my God, these niggas is pimping, and it was to the point where the hoes believed that was the only nigga on earth.
Steve Harvey suits, huh?
Yes. Worse than that. Big
like,
pimp cups.
I like them Steve Harvey suits, man. When I get rich and retire, dog, I'm buying a Steve Harvey suit, dog. Dog. Dirtbag Hall of Fame, you get a golden Steve Harvey suit. Not just the jacket, but the whole
what? 12 buttons.
What?
One motherfucker got 12 alone. Buttons going down the throat. <12 laughs>
Boy. Pinstripe.
He's got big buttons, too. Huh? His buttons like have buttons.
His buttons
so big that he like
should be having buttons where you don't even button nothing. It's just a button there. Like what the fuck is a button? Why I got buttons on the shoulder for, nigga?
It's a Steve Harvey, nigga.
He's got buttons. You know he's got like a button man.
Oh yeah.
Like no, the number one man. He's probably got like 10 of them.
Yeah.
But there's one who's like he's counting.
Oh no,
on
I get my buttons from Lewis in goddamn Delaware.
His daddy was a button man. His daddy was a button man.
Specialized in marble wood buttons.
Yeah. Hey, you know that motherfucker answered the phone like yeah.
Buttons. Rosewood buttons.
Hey, you know he answered the phone like yeah. Yeah, I got new. Yeah. Marble. Yeah, blue.
Blue marble,
you said. Blue marble? I can do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Call him up. Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Can you make this happen for me?
Yeah?
Three words.
Yeah?
Red velvet buttons.
All right, now. I'll see where you're going.
He called back up. So I was listening to Erykah Badu and all. What do you think about it?
Let me get that.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah?
Coochie scented button.
I see where you going.
Scratch is scratch.
I was gonna say.
No, see, in the light of the recent situations, don't nobody want to smell that
hell
shit.
Hell no. Yeah. That bitch fucked up again.
Like Snoop said, you funky bitch.
No, funky dog head.
Yeah. Snoop said, you funky dog bitch.
That boy, wow.
I don't even know if I can say this. Should I say it?
You can't even get mad at Snoop for saying bitch because he's been saying bitch.
I thought he was just going to say career. It naturally. He actually asked if he could say it, and then he just like, you know what? Funky dog bitch.
Funky dog.
Funky dog face happened? Bitch.
What happened? I know. What does Snoop Dogg have to do with
flames, nigga.
All right, man. So for those who don't know what's going on, can you explain what's going on?
You want to do the girl shit? I'll do the girl shit.
Yeah, go ahead. I know you know all the fucking details.
Well, no.
So this is going to be your 60-second Hollywood
and now a report from Eddie.
You're coming across the wire. Eddie's reporting live from the field. Eddie, can you please tell us what's going on out there?
Okay, so this raggedy-ass funky bitch, right? So, God bless the dead. Brother Kobe just died not too long ago, right? With his daughter and 7 other people. Okay. Tragedy. Fucking tragic. Gail is interviewing Cheryl Swoop.
Gail
now.
Who, Eddie? Gail who?
Oprah's main pussy bitch.
Lisa Leslie, bro. Not
Lisa
Cheryl
Leslie. Yeah, she was
that too. A WNBA star who is not to Lisa be named Leslie. On the show. Edit that shit out, right?
Okay.
So, Gail, Oprah's main girl, who I guess she ate the pussy the best or whatever, was interviewing a WNBA superstar that we would not name.
Okay,
and asked
we
about.
Can name her.
We can name her. She's fine.
We can pull it up.
You already named her.
Lisa Leslie.
Oh, Lisa Love.
So, Lisa Leslie.
Whatever the fuck,
she's
man.
Why
didn't you say
legend.
Her name? Hold on, no. We need
Lisa
you to
Love.
Say her name.
But look.
Lisa Love.
Lisa Love.
She said.
Lisa Leather Glove.
Look at it split.
We're going to say her name later. Lisa Love.
I apologize. Lisa Lace. I apologize, Miss Leslie.
God damn it. Okay. Yeah.
But she asked her, hey.
taking her name, bro.
Taking everything. Taking
hold
everything
on,
away.
Let her finish. Hold on.
Taking everything away from Kobe, do you find that the rape allegations kind of tarnish his name? And even like, Shawty was like, so what the fuck is wrong with you? The nigga just died. Like, nah. She was like, nah, I knew him personally. He don't take no pussy. Like, bitches want to give it to him, but they don't take it. You know, he don't take it. And she was like, yeah, but I feel like, and it like kept going to the point where.
Yeah, she said some shit that pissed me off. She was like, well, you know, I never seen him. This is what she was like. I never seen him.
Yeah,
like,
never seen him
behave
do it.
That way. Mm-hmm. I never seen him like treat women that way. And then Gail gonna say,
"Yeah, never.
You
see
never
it.
Seen him.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, bitch.
Like, come on, bruh.
Basically,
but,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
but that was a question. You never seen him.
But people don't know is that interview had to get stopped like 3 or 4 times because she literally went over to producers and was like, if I don't see the next questions y'all about to ask me, I'm fucking going home. Stop. Yeah. Stop playing with my emotions. So she. She stopped it and was like, I want to see the next 5 questions she's going to ask me. And they had to come up with a script. And Gail was like, "Man, I'm a journalist. What I do?
You ain't no fucking journalist."
And that, I mean, that is her job. Like, it's poor timing, and then it was distasteful.
You know what I'm saying? And to the point where somebody has to stop the interview. Was like, "If I don't see the next five, it's gonna be fucked up around this bitch."
How are you even gonna bring that shit up?
But hold on, what made it even worse is there before the interview even aired, it was a controversy because they were using those snippets to promote the interview. They weren't using like, "Hey, this is a lifelong friend of Kobe Bryant's interview. Talk about the life of Brian, as your career, his influence, all that." We're using this like, as, like, this is what we're using on CBS.
Like,
to
this
promote.
Was some old R. Kelly shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and.
Oh, they gonna eat this shit up, man. Bullshit,
bro. Now, whether that was in Gail's control or
first
not,
of all, first
is
of all,
still very
she's in Gail's she control, but she fucking
was,
saying it.
Was no, I'm talking about the promoting of it.
She had, it was true. No fucking reason, none whatsoever, to bring that shit up.
None.
The nigga was acquitted, he was found not guilty of that shit for what or whatever. He didn't get.
And the girl tried to commit two suicide times after. After she
fucked her credibility all up.
She tried to kill herself two times after.
But check this out. Gail used her big Joker card. She sent Oprah on a press run to show how like distorted she was.
Nah, everybody
yeah, like fucked up.
Threatened.
But that question is now where does Snoop Dogg come in on this?
Oh no, okay. Snoop goes live and talks about certain shit, and this is one of the things
talking about. Yeah, Snoop was just calling her what it was. He was just saying what it was. Much like a lot of people was. I seen Snoop, I seen Boosie, I seen bunch of motherfuckers.
But so it was just something he commented on.
Snoop just happened to be the bigger guy.
Ari Lennox. I saw Ari Lennox go in. Everybody was going in. Shout out to all of y'all.
But that's the thing. This ain't the first time Oprah or Gail been in some shit for shit Oprah? Like this. It's just like.
And she going after Russell Simmons.
Yeah, so they
no, no. She stopped that. No,
she stopped it.
She backed out, but the fact that she even notioned to go into it.
Yeah, she did.
They don't stand.
She put the shit into the atmosphere.
I think she pulled the plug because of this, honestly.
The black community. No,
she pulled the plug before.
She
But I know this helped, though.
No, she pulled the plug before Kobe died, so I don't. There's no way that. I heard this. She pulled the plug.
But the fact that you. I'm like them. The fact you even starting the story. Russell left the country.
Like, why are you going after black men in the first place? Like,
that's
kind
of the thing about it. It's like she doesn't
go, though. That's been her MO. That's who she is.
But here's the thing. It's like, hold on. Is she doesn't go after Epstein.
No.
She has pictures with Epstein. Yep. Like, they're friends. Like, she doesn't do any of this in comparison to what she's doing to, like.
Yeah, it's not fair.
But that's her MO.
She's going after the easy target.
That's who she's been.
Everybody wanted to go after, like.
But Epstein is the easiest target to be right now. She's literally going after not the easiest target. Like, she's fishing for the Kobe story. You know what I mean?
She did the Michael Jackson story.
The easy thing is like the whole.
It just looked like a repetitive thing of her going for. Yeah,
that's her MO. That's who she's always been. She has never ever been the type to. Do one fair journalism, or you know, I ain't gonna say four color journalism, but she's never been that type of person. Never, ever. You cannot.
So you think they just some scorn women?
No, I don't think they scorn women. Man, that's a deep ass conversation.
I think they drunk with power.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And they want to serve
who
gave them
the
power.
Oprah ain't really never fuck with nobody but Stedman, and we don't even know what the fuck this nigga be doing. Like, why the fuck is you still with her? Like, you got some answers, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
you got
conspiracy
some
shit
answers,
right
bro.
There.
Like, y'all ain't married. Yeah, I mean, y'all been together since the fucking early 90s.
The views are one
from
high
what
class
we know.
Back. Does that, does
like, what the fuck is all this shit about? You know what I'm saying?
On network, I'm still getting there.
And then all of a sudden, Gail come about. Then here you come, Gail. Now, Gail is your best buddy and shit. And you putting her on and shit. You giving her shows to be on and shit.
Where'd you find this?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, what the fuck is going on?
That boy.
Like, who the fuck is she? You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying?
That's been Oprah's MO. Fuck Oprah. Fuck Gail. Fuck all that situation.
Hey, but when they come with their Popeyes,
Oprah, I don't feel that way. I still love you and want you to support the show.
Get off your bellies, man. Get off your goddamn bellies, man.
I ain't rocking with that shit.
Oprah, we love you, Chicago.
I'm with you on that.
We represent Chicago.
Grab your nuts, man. Why is Oprah so great? You know what I'm saying? Why is she so great?
But shout out to Monique.
That's what I be wanting to know. Like, people be validating these people for being so great for doing nothing. Right.
But Oprah has done stuff.
This had like a TV show for years. Okay, hey, great. You ain't no psychiatrist.
Shout out to
you ain't no motherfucking doctor.
Yeah, are you gonna let me answer?
But in the same, you're absolutely right.
TV show host,
like she did a lot of good things with her TV host. She's done a lot of good charity work. Like
she ain't give me shit.
Oh, well, she personally.
It's always about you,
she
right?
She gave me $1,000, so shout out to Oprah, man.
You got $1,000.
Thank you for
what
that.
You did?
Huh?
What you did?
I was just chilling with her, dog. It was literally my first day working on some show she had, and she gave everybody all.
Oh, so you can be bought.
She gave everybody.
He
got a scam.
Have you been listening to this podcast? We're trying to get bought.
You got a barcode, bloop bloop. You bought you a trip. You gotta get a trip for the day.
Nah, I ain't bought no trip. Like, shout out to Oprah for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about all this other shit. Like, I don't vouch for that at all. But shit, I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying?
She grimy, son. She grimy.
Everybody's got some fucking fucked up shit.
Dog, like, oh, I ain't gonna say
she gave you money too?
No.
Okay.
I ain't gonna say
she gave you money too. She gave you money too.
Not yet,
bro. Motherfucker. I can't defend you for long, though, but I need the money. Show me the money.
Where did I get my motherfucking money?
I ain't got shit.
Yeah,
but no, everybody is a little dirty. You gotta remember that.
Everybody's a little dirty. It's just a matter of like acknowledging it and trying to do better. Whereas it seems like, I don't know if it's Oprah or Gail or not, they're just still trying to ride the same fucking wave.
It's
for the past few years. Yeah, they've been making.
It's been working.
Because there's a lot of man haters in the world too. So
whether you want to watch the interview, you want to watch it out of hate.
Why they ain't going after no women? Why they ain't going after old girl who paid for her little girl to get accepted into college? Why don't they go after her?
Because man,
they did. She's in jail.
The Full House lady.
She's in jail.
She's denying that shit.
Shout out to Bill Cosby for tweeting from jail. Not what he.
He's tweeting from jail.
He's tweeting. Snoop and shit.
That's funny. That's some funny shit, bro.
What happened?
They let this nigga's head fall.
Is it jail or is it prison?
Prison.
Oh, he good then.
He's in actual prison.
They be having Facebooks. Yeah. And
no.
Madden tournaments. And shit.
Prison.
Prison is very different.
Prison and jail. Like, if you've been to jail, you fucked up somebody's property or something.
Yeah,
you go to
is
county.
A few days, a few months.
Or whatever. But when you go to prison, that's your.
Yeah,
place
you don't
of
go
residence.
To jail for
yeah,
it.
That's where you live.
Yeah,
bro.
You're not going nowhere no time. So.
No. When you go to prison, you live in prison.
That's what I'm saying. You don't
your
go
previous
to jail
address
for
is not your address.
Each cell block is a city. Like, people know cell block for cell block. Like, you say, oh man, go on cell block G and tell that motherfucker that them 14 packs of cigarettes wasn't about shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to report back.
It gets as deep as like when niggas get out, it'd be like, I was on fucking so and so block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh,
I was on CB4.
No. You're like, and then for him to have a cell phone, that's not surprising at all. I mean, cell phone, I think, only run you about $1,500. $1,500.
No, not even that much, bro. My nephew, right now.
If you look up, we have a list of how much things go for in jail.
But no, Lucy's. I know a lot of people.
Lucy's are three packs of noodles.
A lot of people are affected by that. So when you like when your family wants to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? It used to be $1,500 and it used to be $70 a gram of weed. Like, you could make some serious money in jail. I mean, in prison, not jail. Jail, you ain't making shit.
What else did you
you said that, $70 a gram. Like, niggas ain't got $70.
Yeah, they do. Them books get paid up.
They do.
If you get four women,
$70 for a gram.
You get four women to give you $100 a month on your books. That's $400. But you can live like a king in prison.
You think niggas in jail?
You ain't about to be buying no $70 grams.
Wait.
If you only get $400 a month,
you think niggas in jail be asking for $40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man.
Hell
look.
Yeah. If you going for the 40,
yeah.
Bro.
Hell yeah.
So look, in Arkansas. Kentucky and I think 40? Illinois, so, they're starting to separate the jails not only by race but by sexual orientation.
Nigga could probably eat a while.
They've always been sexual.
Right. No.
Male prisons.
No. It used to be
everybody with everybody, but now it's sexual orientation. They splitting it up.
It used to be everybody with everybody since when, dog?
It's always been male and woman.
No, like prison was always like, you know, racially, you know, diverse. Well, not diverse. They split the fuck up. I mean, it's fucked up to say, but it's, you know, it's kind of how it is. Yes, you know, it's the white side.
No, wasn't you watching life? Everybody was together.
But now they're like, okay, what's your sexual? You gay? We're going to send you to G block for gay.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You straight, you going to S block for straight.
Oh, you just like a pinky? All right, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
F T block. Because
now you got a lot of trans people getting locked up. You got a lot of trans people getting locked up on purpose to go to prison to make good money.
That's
it's wild, bro. It's wild as fuck.
Stranger than
fiction. Well, I mean, I'm sure, is there a difference between like state and federal?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
State is 2-for-1, and federal is 3-for-1.
Don't go to state.
No, yeah, federal's
do not
easier.
Go to state. Go fed.
Federal's a lot easier. Everybody knows that. Go fed.
Everybody knows. You're going to fuck up.
Yeah,
go fed.
Go fuck federal.
Go to
yeah.
camp.
That's where
go to camps, bro.
In Georgia, them niggas
yeah, you
was slicing
go to,
the
like,
fucking
a
garlic.
Go situation.
That's where Pauly George and all the motherfuckers was slicing the garlic, dog, on Goodfellas.
That's federal, yeah.
Go to federal, but go to the lower. Don't go.
Yeah, you got to go.
Don't go to Superman.
Blue collar. Go white collar. You got to go to the white collar criminal.
Yeah, go to club fed.
You got to go to Martha Stewart went.
Yeah. They got libraries.
And what people don't know is that robbing a convenience store is 10 years federal. Robbing a bank is only 5 years federal.
Yeah, because
it's a higher federal
state,
offense.
Right?
Yeah. Huh?
Wait, robbing a convenience store is federal? I thought that was state.
No, that's right. Federal. No. So yeah. I misspoke. Robbing a convenience store is state. So you will go to state prison for up to 10 years.
For longer.
Robbing a bank is 5 years federal. So you really only gonna do 2.5.
Minimum, though, ain't it?
Yeah, it's minimum, but you only gonna do 2.5.
It depends on what you do.
Nigga, that's
if you go in that motherfucker
years,
and
they walk in with a note,
don't depend on how much you take to.
Yeah, how much you take, how you did it. If
it's
you
about
gun,
five.
Yeah,
it's about
just walk
five.
In there with a note. I mean, how like you know, you're not even a dangerous criminal.
Give me the money. If you get locked up for a give me the money note, that's 5 years. You know, but it's only gonna be 2.5 because you're 2-for-1.
And I bet you, I bet you, if you spelled it out in emojis, your lawyer can get you off.
You're going to get locked up.
They do a hand, do money,
misinterpreted that,
and the money back. I was asking for my count balance.
I just got a tooth pulled that day. I just wrote it down.
She just gave me $800,000. I don't know the fuck was having shit.
Nah.
But
nah,
you wouldn't take that, Judge?
If you down bad, and you know you're going to have to do some time, go ahead, rob a bank.
Can you even rob a bank these days? Like, what do you think? How come niggas don't
you
get away?
You can. You can rob it.
How come motherfuckers don't get away with robbing banks? Like,
I'm not
just
mad.
Stealing
they do.
The money and running. How come you can't do it?
It's actually 50-50. Like, you statistically, you have a 50% chance of getting away with a bank robbery.
I believe that. I always believed that.
Yeah.
Like, if you really timed it right and, like, had your vehicle situation set up, you can get the fuck away.
I mean, if you go in there, like, what was that fucking...
You're not going to take home hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you
if you go in there, like, heat style, like, yeah, you're going to get fucking chased down. And,
yeah.
But if you just go in there with a note...
For the quick lick, you get 20.
But if you go to, some podunk-ass town.
No, not even that, bro. You... In the city, like you don't go in there for the big $100,000.
No, that'd be the problem.
You ask
because people
I'm
hit the drawer.
Even if you slide for the note, you're not gonna hit every teller. You just have to hit the one you got.
Exactly.
So you only gonna get like $10,000.
But I'm gone.
You're gonna get what's in that drawer.
But I'm out.
Yeah, whatever's in the drawer, that's all you get.
Yeah, but I'm out after that.
She ain't about to go open the safe for you off a note.
Right, you gotta
she
have.
Ain't coming back.
She gonna go to her manager and be like, "We are getting robbed.
You about to get whatever she got? Like right
this nigga won't
$85.
First of all, you're not about to get shit with a note.
But no, look,
because
you don't got no gun.
But you know how A&E and True TV always had those "I almost got away with it" show. So me and my girls, we watch that shit like a lot because I always want to know, like, damn, what the fuck, what fucked you up? And most of the time, it's greed. They'll hit 2 or 3, like, you know, teller stations. They'll have like $80,000, but then they'll be like, well, the vault is open. And like them extra 2 or 3 minutes are so fucking crucial. You got to get the fuck on.
They going to vote and they
see,
close.
First of all, you got to hit the bank.
Got another one, boss.
You got to hit the bank that ain't got the glass.
Yeah.
You gotta hit the bank that ain't got the glass.
Oh man, so, I ain't talking about this though, boy. Y'all motherfuckers like,
man, we ain't robbing no banks.
Yeah,
no.
I'm
just
no bank.
Talking about.
Yeah,
it,
I ain't robbing no bank tomorrow.
Tomorrow at noon. I would never rob First Federal tomorrow at noon.
Well, I'm coming for
I
you.
I would never be in North Atlanta robbing banks.
Never ever.
Now all of North Atlanta gonna be on high alert. Right. My black ass gonna go to the ATM.
Be advised,
and get shot.
A man named Joffy. It's a man named Joffy with a big ass beard.
You know what I'm saying?
he is plotting.
But nah, like, no crimes like that that land you in certain areas, man. Don't
wave
it. Don't do county. Don't do state. Always do federal. If you go fuck
we
up,
we weren't taking
federal,
any chances.
Fuck up.
Federal. Shout out.
If I ever get down bad, I'm just selling food on Instagram, dog.
Sell them plates.
I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna be the massage dude. You ever see the massage dude on Instagram? He got the best job in the world, nigga.
Hey,
what? Massaging bitches' booties with his elbows and
shit. Yeah, if I ever get down too bad, I'm gonna be a preacher.
Yeah, they be letting them too, nigga. Shit, I'm getting in on that.
Yeah, I'm selling plates. I'm like 2 days away from selling plates.
Yeah, fuck it, we gonna start selling plates.
Fucking
massage.
Get a food truck. I'm out here.
I'll just be a trainer. A trainer on Instagram.
I'm gonna be a motivational speaker.
They just be a motivational
speaker, bro. I ain't trying to fuck. I just gonna lie to you.
No, like, I said they do.
They lying and shit.
Yeah. Be a life coach.
Wait. If you get down on your dumps, you said you're gonna fall back on being a motivational speaker.
Or preach picks like chest day. I was like, yo, 2 days ago.
The same guy, same dude.
Same pick 2 days ago.
But hold on. I want to talk about Eddie's
thing. Lying, nigga.
Just touched up.
Yeah, it ain't chest day again, nigga. He's lying.
Yeah.
Lying, man.
Gym. No, you haven't.
Posted this video last week, bro. Yeah,
I was on set with you. You ain't in the gym.
Been in the gym all week. You ain't been in the gym all week posting gym pics. Like.
Every day. Throwback gym pics and
he's
shit.
He's lying, man.
Yeah, just book me for your training, dude.
Yeah, book me. Download my e-training. I personally train you through emails.
Yeah. Do not make a joke about that. My third wife paid a bitch $275 a month to tell her how to eat.
That's what people do. She's smart. That's what I'm saying. Whoever got her, she got
you got. You charge nigga $500.
Did you say your third wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, that's a whole other episode.
Okay. All right.
That's a whole other episode.
Wait, what number I didn't hear?
Three.
Third.
Three of them.
You a lucky motherfucker, bro. Shit.
That motherfucker.
Nah,
I'm just like getting married.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
he like reception.
He the guy that likes that likes the ceremony.
He like receptions.
This motherfucker's gonna be president one day. What are you talking
wedding
about?
Wedding cake. He like he really, really, really like wedding cake.
And he gotta walk down the aisle last. He get the theme like, music.
He wearing all white and his shit.
He just like playing that fucking UGK international.
I'm with the Jews and never let me fuck without a rub.
Hey man, that's my favorite song of all time.
Got a different friend.
Ironically,
different friend. Best man at everywhere. Like, nigga, I'm not going to that. Man, you coming out with? No, nigga, yo, I'm not coming to another.
Every one fucking month with you, bro.
I haven't had the same best man twice.
What? Hey, how do you have that talk?
He was the best
hey,
man.
Hey, bro, you was my best man last time.
I want you to be a better man.
We ain't really been rocking.
Yeah.
So
yeah, how is that? That's actually a really good question.
Tony's going to be my best man. Yeah.
That is a very good question. How do you
say you had a different best man?
Yeah, how do you do the next best man?
Like,
they don't talk about this in the movies.
I've had a lot of transitions.
Hey, you done fell up. You ain't really the best.
You ain't the best.
Okay, you ain't the best. No more.
Hold on. One at a time. Everybody, one at a time.
Did you have different best men every wedding?
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
I did.
Okay, was the other ones involved?
Yes. Yeah, was the second wedding, was the ex-best man sitting there watching the new best man?
Or was he in it?
No, I've been married.
You just got to show
it's
him.
It's your turn now. If I get married again, it's your turn.
Hey, like bro was in the audience like, this shit ain't even going to work.
I was a better man than that.
This your best man? What the fuck?
That's what you call best man?
That's the best you could do?
Mediocre at best.
Steve Harvey suit?
He brought his own fucking suit?
He'd be at the bachelor party like, best man.
So you're the best man.
That motherfucking butt.
He at the reception like, yeah, you know I was the best man at first. I don't know where the fuck they got him.
Would you at his last wedding? Would you at his last wedding? I was the best man then. We kind of did a little different.
No, we're going to pick. We was happy.
I mean, this is cool. Don't get me wrong. This was cool.
It's cool or whatever.
His speech was cool. But I made his mama cry.
Right. I told him that shit. I told him the shit out of that toast.
Miss Jones, remember I made you cry last time?
Yes, Robert, I do.
But that's why I didn't use the same best man, because every marriage fails. So I was like, well, clearly I need to change up everything. I'm changing the bitch. I'm changing the best man.
You know that blessing you gave me?
Another question.
So hold on.
That blessing went shit.
So back to superstitions.
What about the flower girl and the ring bearer? Was they replaced too?
I only had a ring bearer. One.
Did you remix the whole situation?
I remixed everything. Okay. New city, new state, new country.
It was just new niggas in general. Like the whole groomsmen.
Yeah, you can't invite nobody back.
You was just Kevin Durant around this motherfucker.
That nigga the runaway groom.
I'm with the Warriors now.
So does this kind of fall under a superstition? If you're going to get married again, don't do it the same.
No, don't do the same, man. Like, no, I got married in Georgia.
Did anybody feel any type of way? Like, any of these best men, was they like, oh,
yeah, I had one homeboy.
My nigga?
I had literally one homeboy who has never been my best man. He's going to be my best man in my upcoming wedding,
he's
right?
He's never been.
But he's like, if I'm not your fucking best man this time, bro, I'm fucking cutting you off.
This time.
This nigga done watched you get married three times before.
Hey, nigga, if I ain't the fourth best man.
It's like every year niggas is preparing to be his best man, like for the tryouts and doing push-ups and shit. Pull-ups.
If you don't make that man the best man, he got a diss record waiting for your ass.
They see each other at the gym like,
I'm winning this year, nigga.
Hey, yo, I got best man trials. Come on, baby.
Arguing with that girl. You know I got best man trials. Come here,
shit. You come here feed me all this
shit.
I'm
on my fucking mind right now. Fucking Eddie best man tryouts. I gotta compete with this nigga.
This is the best wife he ever had.
This might be the last fucking year. This might be the last year.
She's a keeper. I know this gonna be me.
Hey, like when
this is my year.
Then when the Rolling Stones said they would stop going on tour in 92, everybody bought them tickets. It was like, these are the last time Rolling Stones ever gonna go on tour.
They came out
in 2012. Like, we going on tour again. Nigga!
I put my mortgage up for this shit.
This is the last one, bro.
Hey, man, that's why you don't buy nobody no wedding gifts like that, man.
Nah, you don't buy nobody no vacations or nothing like that.
My wedding advice, bro, I'm actually going to a wedding very soon.
You could write a book, actually. You should write a book.
I was actually thinking about that.
I don't want his book.
Yeah, young people.
I don't want to read his book.
Name it.
I want to read that fourth best man's book. That's the book I want to read, the fourth best man's book.
No,
three the hard way.
My advice to people, if you're going to weddings, not, you know, getting married or whatever, I think that's just stupid at this point. But if you're going to weddings, listen, be honest. If they ask you about their other half, if you see the problem, say the problem. Because he or she does not see the problem.
You saying that somebody be like, should I get married?
Man? Yeah, like, hey, man, you like her? You like Sheila, man? Yeah, man, Sheila cool.
But nobody really...
Don't do that. Man. Don't be that guy. If somebody say, hey, man, you like Sheila? Bitch a bitch. She's going to bitch you to death. Leave her alone. Don't be that friend. I don't mind that friend. I would love that. I would have loved that friend three other times. Because apparently the third wife was too fat and looked like a rhino. Second wife looked like a fried bat. And the first one was a hoe. So,
well, this is yours?
What's the first? My last three.
Well, you picked them, nigga.
I pick them, man. But
what's the first one number?
What did he say about the first one?
She's a hoe.
Oh, you right here.
Let's get her on the line.
She live in Atlanta?
Let's talk to her real fast.
She live in Atlanta?
She
on Instagram?
Yes.
You still in contact?
Thank you for calling into the hot class today. Lisa?
Hey, all three of them gonna be in the comments like, he ain't shit. Fuck him. Mm-hmm, girl.
First of all, it's gonna be a bunch of first of alls. First of all, dot, more. Click
but then,
more.
But then
I ain't a hoe.
But before you get in the comments, ask yourself, am I fucking wrong?
So the first one you said was a fat bitch.
No, my third one. I'm going with three to back.
Okay,
not back to three.
Let's repeat.
So three to back. So fat ass Asia. You know your ass shouldn't have been up at 3 o'clock in the morning eating pork tacos. That shit was stupid. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Rashida. What
name?
Name.
He named.
Yo, name.
What? Ain't enough makeup to fix that situation, sweetheart. You are a fried bat. It is what it is.
A fried bat.
I was 19 years old. You were 25, bitch. That was rape. Okay, so that should have never fucking happened. And Uniqua, you hoe of all hoes. She the one got pregnant on me while I was in Korea. So hoe, right? Boom. All right. One get pregnant, one ugly, one fat.
That boy got three families.
I can't vouch for the other two, but the one is definitely a hoe. I can't vouch for her.
But that's hoe behavior.
That's some hoe behavior. Okay. Hotel everybody.
Hoe tendencies.
Yeah.
So am I lying? Ask yourself, would you fuck you?
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, there we have it, folks. Tune in next time for another episode of That's Eddie.
And you know that. Man, we talked about a lot of shit today, man. This shit was pretty awesome, man. Y'all motherfuckers are ugly as fuck, man. I just had to give y'all some motivation.
I mean, it's a 4K camera, bro. I didn't know I was that fucking ugly. I swear to God. I'm sorry. I look like this, and I'm fucking hoes. That's crazy.
You can see yourself?
It must be slim pickings. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you're not fucking hoes. You finna get married, bro. You finna be on 5 now. You tripping.
Oh, you about to get married, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in a polyamorous.
I thought you already was.
Oh.
Oh, no, I am. Well, I mean, we haven't had the wedding yet.
Oh, you got married. You got poly going?
Huh? Oh, you got intrigued. You can hear a pin drop. Just
you got
say what?
You got Polly going?
What?
You about to get married to both of them?
No,
no, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that unless I declare myself Muslim. Like
you should be Muslim.
Okay, okay, okay.
I mean, I'm not.
No,
Muslim.
You can't do that under any. No matter what you are in the United States, you can't do it.
That's still a situation.
Yeah, but that's still you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, every day.
Okay, okay.
You can claim whatever you want and get, you know.
They just call me, too. That's crazy.
Okay, okay.
His
okay.
wives called him.
Wife's is his.
That's God. That
so plan. How do you pay like the net, like if you married to like one woman and then you have to pay half your shit, like the second wife, do you have to half your the half you have now or is it like?
No, well if I break up the situation I got now,
yeah,
that's why I don't think this can break up. Honestly, we actually was you know. Hey,
do you ever have to give both of them money?
For what you do for one, you do for the other. You can't. It's
oh, so you got to bring home 3 meals if you go to like.
Nigga, Chick-fil-A is nothing less than $20.
And the kids.
It's 5 kids. Them niggas can eat hot dogs. They can kiss my
ass. Them niggas got to grow up hard. All
right. Look.
It builds character.
Like said, the fucking kids. Builds
character. We got noodles for them.
The kids
got
to eat. The wife and the girlfriend
do nasty shit for Chick-fil-A. All right. My Whoa. Kids can eat fucking hot dogs. They can Whoa. Kiss my ass.
Okay, then.
It builds a damn immune system anyway.
Chick-fil-A. If there's any like ladies out there that do shit for Chick-fil-A.
Them kids going
to I don't want to name. I'm sorry.
Chick-fil-A ain't that expensive. Yeah.
But no, every time I do for one, I do for
the other. They work 6 days a week.
I fill up both cars.
Right, we gotta go, y'all. Cars,
oh, you just gotta work extra hard.
No, not even.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm only thing I can see is I
you gotta deal with two attitudes.
I gotta be very attentive. Yes.
Shit.
My tone has to be perfect. If my tone is off, like, hey, have a good day, but like both of them, like when I was coming here, they were like, all right, babe, have a good time. Like, all right.
You gotta say bye to both of them. You gotta say
oh yeah,
good morning and to both of them.
And depending on what day, I got to know which one to kiss first.
Wait, what? First? What? Huh? Like, how does
wait? You don't kiss your wife first?
Some days.
Oh, hold on. But what determines the days?
It's complicated.
The wake up is always tells me how the day gonna be.
It's a complicated.
Whoever wakes up first, I gotta be more attentive to them because yeah, they've been up longer. They're fucking meters running.
What if you
down.
Wake up and they're both awake?
It's just happening.
And they're sitting there on the couch.
It, yeah.
Right there.
Do any of them ever get jealous? Do one ever get jealous of the other?
Yes.
Do your wife get jealous of the other joint?
Yes.
Y'all sleep in the same bed?
That's when you might get your balls cut off.
No. You got to just explain it to them, like, man, what do you.
Well, I guess if they understand the situation, they know how to play.
It's not. That's the thing. When you're not hiding it, it's like every word out of your mouth can be 100% true.
Hey, boy, you cannot sneak in that bed at like 4 in the morning.
I think you got a little more leeway if you got two joints. You can be like, well, I mean, you I do. Just found
you
two
get,
more.
You get so much more leeway in everything.
You got a basketball team now. Can you bring two more? What if you found two more, bitch?
Honestly?
Yeah, like a basketball team situation.
If they were two, God like damn, some bad bitches, I could pull that off.
See, that's what I know.
If they were two more, my women are so they're so free sexually. If I brought two more,
they got some friends.
What's up with this?
Like-minded friends, you know, birds of a feather, you know, any type.
But no, but now that I'm in this situation,
y'all got any Facebook groups? any Facebook groups?
No, now that I'm in. Yeah, actually, it is a Facebook group.
No, but
now that I'm in a situation, I find myself to be attractive to more women.
Put it on that paper.
Women see that and they're like,
"Oh, he care, girl.
He good. Like he's like clearly this motherfucker has something going on." That has had this situation.
Yep.
And what's crazy is I didn't even bring the situation to light. I didn't ask for it. I didn't even like pressure or nothing. She said she liked her. I said, oh, I don't give a fuck. I mean, you like women. As a man who wouldn't trip on that.
Oh, but it's your girl. Your girl by default. It's your girl's girl.
I got the only dick in the house. What are they going to do?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, but
if you got the only cranberry juice in the house, like, your cranberry juice is going to be drank.
It's like if you go buy a dog, it's your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is everybody. Like, literally.
Y'all motherfuckers hell, dog.
Our paychecks are like week after each other, but we don't even count them because they all go to the same account.
Oh, what if they go on a period on the same time?
No, I'm a week behind. Right? I'm a week behind.
No, I said, what if they actually sync up?
Don't they
one
sync?
Oh, then that'd just be a week of me taking a fucking break, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, true.
When women are around each other, it's always competition. So right now, I'm literally in the greatest position of all time. I'm in the middle.
So is it like always a threesome or is it like
always.
I'm sleeping with one, then I'm going
to
go sleep
with you? Nah, if one's at work and one's at home or one's going somewhere, you know, so if it's me and somebody else, then there's no rule against that. But yeah, most of the time, like 95% of the time, I have to like, get that shit together. Like, I gotta give myself a Mamba mentality.
Lots going of to macaroon, the- my friend. Man. That macaroon.
No, yo. Macaroon. Peruvian macaroon, 3,500 milligrams of pop. I'm taking two of them bitches every day.
Macaroon, plenty of
fluids. Yeah, you need plenty of fluids. Yeah.
Strong leg ox.
That's wild.
Now, I'm behind on my water. I'm cleansing now because I ate beef a week ago. And it literally affected my performance. I can tell.
This nigga said literally perfected my performance. Yeah, we gotta do a double hitter every night. You know, you get tired. LeBron sit out sometimes. Kawhi Leonard sit out sometimes. Like, he ain't gonna play the Clippers. He ain't gonna play Denver one night and then play the Portland Trailblazers the next night. Like, he gonna take a
There's ride, no man. Such thing as load management in the crib.
Shitting me. I'm managing all them loads.
Who the fuck's been on the show today, man? Who the fuck was on the show?
You know, as always, you know, it's your boy JR. J. HCDB on IG. High Class Dirtbag Clothing.
I heard.
Shout your boy.
It's your boy Olancey, one eye in person,
three eyes on the Instagram. You know, come here,
The fuck?
Oh my god, who the fuck cares?
Oh my gosh.
One eye in person. Like, motherfuckers see your name in person. Like, niggas don't see the one eye when they see you in person. Like, one eye in person. I thought he said he had one eye. No, nigga, you meant like one eye and this is fucking name, man. Yeah, I'm expecting to see an eye patch. No, I'm disappointed. Nah, nigga. This is just
That's wild.
Actually, yeah, I got a stigma in my right eye. So.
Oh, shit. That's terrible.
Fuck y'all.
Who How else? Do you say I'm changing my name to Eddie the Lear in Spanish?
Oh, no, man.
She Eddie don't even know.
That's me, bitches.
Okay. Who else we had?
Hi, it's Jordan again. Goodbye. Oh, sorry.
Nah. You ain't even gonna look at the camera and tell them goodbye, motherfucker?
Bye, everyone. Oh, miss me. I miss you as much as, bye.
Lame, man.
That's it, man?
Really? What do you want me to do? You want me to shoot fireworks on my ass?
Man.
No, I don't have it in me. Okay. I'm not, you know.
Well, anyways, it's your boy, Jaffa Mo. You can add me on motherfucking IG. Facebook.
No more lying, huh?
No more lying.
Oh, shit.
Why
are you lying?
The death line.
Yeah, no, blame it, man. And as always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
Signing off, motherfuckers.
Hey.
Snap it up.
Fuck the haters.
Make them your motivators. Never push 4 buttons on an elevator.
I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do.
Freaking out, man.
And all I want to know is who's coming with me. Jan. Thank you, Jan.